obtuse it really is, the Internet Consumer Bill of Rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me, it's that obtuse. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Do students have a right to choose where they can go to school, or must school districts make that decision based on skin color, telling some students where they must go because of their color? The Supreme Court is hearing the arguments.
Mostly pro-affirmative action demonstrators noisily supported school districts that want to use racial student assignment factors to maintain diversity. Inside the court, Justice Stephen Breyer argued,
there's a terrible problem in the country. There are lots and lots of school districts that are becoming more and more segregated.
Harry Carell is a lawyer for Seattle parents angry that skin color was used to deny their kids admission to high schools they wanted.
The government can't be in the position of deciding what the right racial mix is.
Barry Bagnotto, CBS News. Washington.
I'm Heather Bosch in Seattle, where some say if racial tiebreakers make schools more diverse, then it's okay with them.
No, I don't see why it would be a problem.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think it's fine, too. I don't think nothing wrong with it.
But others object to it.
Should be no color line. It shouldn't matter what color you are.
I don't really think racial should have anything to do with it.
Shouldn't be a factor.
Not at all.
Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
A jury in Houston, Texas takes up the issue on Wednesday whether to order the execution of a man responsible for the deaths of 19 people. Tyrone Williams abandoned a locked tractor trailer full of 70 to 100 illegal immigrants in the hot Texas sun, May of 2003. Craig Washington is his defense lawyer.
Mitigation can be anything. Mitigation is any reason that argues against death. Any reason that argues against death.
Not yet corralled, but the wildfire situation in Ventura County, California, is a whole lot better today, mostly because it isn't quite so windy.
We have some flare-ups in certain areas. When we get some embers blown into some heavy vegetation. But right now, things are kind of not as bad as they were yesterday.
Fred Ponce at the County Fire Department. President Bush will be nominating someone new to be ambassador to the UN. John Bolton says when his term expires in January, he's done.
You've been strong in your advocacy for human rights and human dignity. You've done everything that can be expected for an ambassador. And I accept your letter.
President Bush and the leading Shiite political party leader from Iraq thanked each other at the White House today for the hard work and sacrifice toward building a new nation. And Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, through an interpreter, said Iraqis must chart their own course.
We reject any attempts to have a regional or international role in solving the Iraqi issue. We cannot bypass the political process. Iraq should be in a position to solve Iraqi problems.
In Maine, there's a battle over a beer brew called Santa's Butt Winter Porter, because the label celebrates Santa's retreating image, which Maine officials say is undignified and improper. The distributor from Belchertown, Massachusetts, says they don't see the problem. The Dow today up about 89 points. The Nasdaq gained about 35 on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries. Because one market affects another market. UBS operates in only two locations. Everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS. Leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking. And committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
The search for a missing California family is expanding along the Oregon coastline.
The San Francisco family of James Kim, his wife and two young daughters, disappeared after visiting a restaurant in Roseburg, Oregon, November 25th, en route to a beach area.
Well, we understand the clock's ticking, but no one's about to give up at this point in time.
Lieutenant Greg Hastings with the Oregon State Police says authorities are searching a huge area that is heavily wooded with narrow winding roads characterized by steep drop-offs.
You've got a few hundred square miles that they're trying to look over with no known confirmed route that they would have taken, which would make this easier.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The number of victims of E. coli poisoning in central New Jersey has risen to at least 24, and there are unconfirmed reports of more on Long Island, New York. Thus far, the common denominator among victims seems to be Taco Bell restaurants, though there's no confirmation that tainted meat's been found in any of them yet. The chain has voluntarily closed several stores as the investigators look for the source. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Party special occasion.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Talk hosts, lots of things, and an old friend of mine, and he's with us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. On Wednesday, we are going to be joined by Daniel Golden, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the Wall Street Journal. The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges, and Who Gets Left Outside the Gates. Well, I think we kind of know the answer to that, but he's going to tell it to us straight out. And I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Let me just give you all the ways that we can be in touch with each other to create the thing that we do every day, 5 days a week, which is a great, vibrant conversation, sometimes fun, sometimes very serious, sometimes actually enlightening. Sometimes we're all smarter by the end of it than we were at the beginning of it, and sometimes it's just the thing that is intriguing to participate in, but always trying to make it as compelling as possible and as worth our while as possible, as worth our time, because we're all really busy. And unless it's worth our time, what's the point? So if you want to email me, Enid@kctc.com. I see the emails. I don't always respond to them because there are just too many, you know, more emails than I can respond to, too many than I'm able to respond to. But I love seeing them. So anything you want to say that you don't want to say on the air, that's the way to do it. You can also, we also stream live at 1320leftchannel.com. And remember, you can always call, and it is always toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. A couple of things that I want to bring you up to speed on. Remember we talked a while ago about how the federal government had all these symbols for religions. I don't know, 30-some symbols for religion, but they wouldn't let you have the Wiccan symbol on your grave. Well, guess what? They have now decided that that's okay. After fighting the federal government for more than a year over it, the widow of a soldier killed in Afghanistan finally got to see the Wiccan symbol placed on a memorial plaque for her husband. So I guess they finally... the Nevada governor was strategic in making it happen. So if you serve the country and you want the Wiccan symbol on your grave because you have made the ultimate sacrifice, the government will let you do that. Isn't that big of the government? Today, under the watchful eyes of Schwartzy, whose eyes are always watchful, particularly if you have large breasts. But in any event, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, the new legislature took its oath of office, prepared to take on a host of issues ranging from health care to the way political districts are drawn. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez, freshly elected to a new term as the lower house leader, called on lawmakers to continue the spirit of bipartisanship and so on. Anyway, the swearing-in today marked a series of firsts, a record 48 seats changed hands from the November 7 election. A new 2% pay hike went into effect, boosting salaries to $113,097 per year. And supplemental pay jumped from $153 to $162 per day, totaling about an additional $29,000 annually for living expenses while in Sacramento.
Key issues in the coming year are expected to include overhauling California's $200 billion health care industry to ensure coverage for some or all of the 6 million residents who are uninsured, tackling prison overcrowding, in which about 173,000 adults are crammed into facilities designed for about half that population, adopting growth, insurance, fee, and other policies to increase safety for future residents of floodplains targeted for development, considering revisions to the state's term limits law, which allows legislators to serve no more than 6 years in the Assembly and 8 years in the Senate, stripping the ledge of the authority to draw its own political districts. Redistricting has spawned lopsided lines that virtually guarantee incumbents re-election. None of the legislature's 120 seats has changed party hands in the last two elections. So that's a little bit of what's coming up. The NBA chief is coming to town like Santa. Santa Claus is coming to town, and so is the NBA chief, David Stern. He's supposed to be here today for a couple of days of talks with local leaders, including Schwartzy. His job's not going to be easy. Relations have soured between the Maloof family, the Aloof Maloofs, and the municipal and business leaders who pushed for a new sports complex in the downtown rail yard. So I don't know. That's the dead corpse that refuses to die. That whole issue that was so soundly trounced. Schwartzy, the fundraising beat goes on with him. The re-election is behind him, but he is keeping his fundraising operation at full throttle. He is asking donors to pay for a stylish inauguration, and he is seeing to it that he continues to fly private jets and stage public appearances worthy of a Hollywood celebrity. So it's all going to be about public relations. The governor's political team has approached, listen to this list of corporations: Chevron, PG&E, Blue Cross of California, which the state is involved in litigation with, because, you know, if you are an independent worker and you sign on with Blue Cross of California, there have been scandalous stories that have emerged where you think you're covered, and the minute you actually need your insurance, that's when they tell you you're not covered, or you had a pre-existing condition when they only asked you to go back 10 years that went back 20 years, and it goes on and on and on. So there is, Blue Cross has been settling with the state of California, AT&T, and other businesses. And Schwartzy's people are asking for tens of thousands of dollars to pay for a two-day celebration surrounding his January 5 inaugural. Does that strike you as wretched excess? A two-day celebration, and these big corporations, pals of Schwartzy's, are being asked to kick in tens of thousands of dollars. You think they're going to do it because they're just such good, kind-hearted people that they want to really just do this and get nothing for it? 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320, or does it amount to a kind of slush fund? And do we need an inaugural that grand? Do we need a governor who has to fly around in private jets and stage public appearances worthy of a celebrity at the same time that it fans his celebrity? What do you think? Is this more window dressing for a governor about whom it might be said that there is less here than meets the eyes? A guy who takes up a lot of room, or he took up a lot more room when he had more of a body, but about whom there is less here than meets the eye. What are your thoughts? As a newly elected governor taking office amidst the fiscal crisis in 2003, Schwartzy staged a relatively modest inauguration. But with the economy improving, his aides said a more festive event is in order. The occasion even has its own executive producer, somebody named Carl Bendix, who's a friend of Maria Shriver's. A copy of the invitation shows, and we have discussed this, but I'll repeat it, that for $50,000, donors can purchase a gold sponsorship that includes 10 tickets to a reception January 4, 4 reserved seats for the inaugural ceremony, and a table for 10 at a legislative luncheon. The silver sponsorship is $15,000. It's the cheaper. It's a cheesy sponsorship, and it buys, and you get a couple of you get a pair of tickets to the reception, two for the swearing in and two for the luncheon. The money goes to a, quote, nonprofit committee that can take donations of any size. At the same time, Schwartzy is taking advantage of a new fundraising law he signed 3 months ago, meant for politicians like himself who, for the time being, don't have another race to run. His attorneys have set up a special, quote, office holder account that allows him to collect up to $200,000 a year in assorted expenses, though not for a political campaign. Donors can give $20,000 apiece per year. So another slush fund. As a lame duck, Schwartzy is barred from raising money through a re-election fund and wants a new account to underwrite the professional quality lighting and sound and makeup and hair and private air travel and satellite feeds that are fixtures of his operation. Contributions to the fund must be publicly disclosed. Another political account is devoted to what Schwartz-Yates call legislative advocacy. If the governor wants to travel around the state urging passage of a particular bill, he intends to use that fund to cover the costs, aides said. Donors have to be disclosed. So if you are advocating and you are a corporation and you have a particular, you know, you have some skin in that particular legislative bill, you have some... something to gain by it. You're going to help to fund Schwartzy if he goes around advocating on behalf of that particular bill, which may line your pockets if you are a corporation. The fund is not new. The governor has used it to wage ballot campaigns, but he sees less need for that in the second term and plans to use the fund to push his legislative agenda. So he's going around. He's got $200,000 that is the limit on the one fund, and I don't know how much the limit is on the other fund. He's approaching corporations like Chevron, PG&E, Blue Cross of California, AT&T, and other businesses, snoring, begging, got his hand out for some dough so that he can live like a king for his inauguration. He's such a rich man, he's not taking a salary. Maybe he wants to pay for it out of his own pocket. If he thinks that it has to be this grand, worthy of a celebrity who has not quite what, he doesn't actually have the same luminosity that he once did, and whose message and what he stands for we're not even quite sure, and who's saying that, yes, we want to consider everything about health care, but he has no real plan. What are your thoughts about this? A fancy, fancy inaugural. I'm still waiting for my invitation. It hasn't come in the mail yet. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Emily and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Enid. I wonder how much since he ran on the after-school child program, I wonder how much of his orange makeup slush fund he would be able to donate to fund at least the beginning of to lobby for more funding for that program.
Well, we've got the health, we've got the prison system in meltdown. We've got the prison healthcare system in meltdown. We got a lot of meltdowns, but you won't know it if you go to this elaborate produced. It's already got an executive producer. Inauguration of Schwartzy. It's going to be an extravaganza. It's going to be so expensive that if you don't cough up your 50 grand, Emily, I'm afraid you're going to be joining me and we're not even going to be in the peanut gallery.
Yeah, that's just more obscenity upon obscenity.
Well, that's it. That is a very good description.
Yeah, obscenity upon obscenity. And last month he was invoking Uncle Teddy's name, who is a true worker for the people.
I agree with you. Emily, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So the fundraising beat is going on for Schwartzy. And my question to you is, do you want to see this elaborate an inauguration? What is this going to accomplish other than to puff up Schwartzy more than he's already puffed up? I mean, this is a man who spent a lifetime puffing himself up, whether he's puffed himself up on steroids or on pumping iron or on adulation and now on an inauguration, an inaugural that is that he's now, he's snoring from these big California corporations. Has got his hand out for donations so that he can, and I don't know if this is part of the $200,000. I don't think it is. I think it's a separate account because what is going to $200,000 going to buy you for an inauguration? You know what? That's going to hardly pay for the catch-up. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you think that this is a guy who isn't going to cozy up to corporations when it comes to revising the possibility of health care for all Californians and for all the other legislative issues that are going to come before him in his tenure, I think we need to think again. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Traffic and weather. How is the traffic today on this fabulous Monday? I say fabulous because I really, really want it to be. Anyway, it looks like we have southbound 99, Florin Road, northbound 99, just north of Florin Road, northbound 99 at Sutterville Road, and northbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. There we have 2 and 3 car crashes. We looks like we have an animal in the roadway, northbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. A dog is... Yeah, he's in the middle. It's like people are pulling over, so it's nice and slow over there. In case you're wondering why you're backed up over there, that is the reason. It's a little puppy dog. Southbound Cap City Freeway at El Camino Avenue and southbound Cap City Freeway at eastbound 50. We have 2 car crash, 1 minor injury, and El Camino Avenue, a 2 car crash there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Honey!
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
I got a cell phone, trampoline, a year's worth of magazines. I even got a new pair of chugs. I got surf boys, swimming pool, a Mustang convertible. I still didn't get enough. I got everything I wanted on my list. That's what working better means. And just a kiss.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about Schwartzy with his handout, trying to, snore more money. It's a great word, that word, snore. It has a special meaning. It's like begging. It's like... It's like somebody who's always got their hand out. So here's Schwartzy, a rich guy who's snoring for a big celestial, regal kind of inauguration that already has its own executive producer. It's going to be quite an extravaganza. And guess what? He wants all these big corporations to pay for it. And what do you think they're going to want in return? And you may want to comment on that. Also, the perks of fundraising are such that many Bay Area Assembly members who gave big bucks to the Democrats have now gotten choice assignments. And I think it works this way on a national level as well. But Assemblyman Mark Leno of San Francisco is chairing the powerful Appropriations Committee when the new legislative session starts today after having funneled an estimated $400,000 in unused campaign contributions to candidates and causes backed by Speaker Fabian Nunez. So you cozy up to Fabian, you give him $400,000, and then you get to chair the powerful Appropriations Committee. Let's see, from the East Bay Assemblyman Alberto Torrico of Newark, incoming chairman of the Governmental Operations Committee, which oversees gambling, alcohol, and other juice legislation, kicked in an estimated $400,000 of his campaign war chest for state Democratic causes, so he gets a very perky chairmanship. And I suppose this gives you a lot of access to power, and I hate to think anybody who's got these very powerful positions is benefiting economically from them, but, you know, who knows? Who knows? And then the way it all gets sorted out with the legislators is that the lobbyists help them to sort it all out, and they start helping with fundraising, and then everybody is whoring themselves out and dancing each other's arms, and it gets pretty complicated from that point on. And then all the ideals that you had about government, you can, I think, forget about it. In any event, you have now Mark Leno, who is chairing the powerful Appropriations Committee as the new legislative session begins today. And this is in part because he funneled about $400,000 in unused campaign contributions to candidates and causes backed by Speaker Fabian Nunez. Mark Leno, the guy who's got the whitest teeth I have ever seen in my life. I don't know what they are. They just practically glow in the dark. They're gorgeous, and they work really well with his skin tones and his hair. And he's a good-looking guy. Mark Leno is also openly gay, and he has, setting the stage now, he has now reintroduced a bill that was vetoed by Schwartzy in 2005. He has safely waited until the election was over, but setting the stage for more political fireworks, Mark Leno announced that he will introduce new legislation to allow gay and lesbian couples to marry in California. So he's not going to let it die. He has announced new legislation to allow gay and lesbian couples to marry in California. Nearly identical legislation in 2005 touched off lengthy, emotional debate and passed the legislature by a razor-thin margin, only to be vetoed by Schwartzy himself, whose makeup probably ran all over the veto that he had to sign. Leno is pushing for California to recognize gay marriage as a civil contract obtained from county clerks. It would not force churches to perform ceremonies or honor same-sex unions. California law currently does not permit gay marriage, but many of the same rights and responsibilities are granted to homosexual couples who register with the state as domestic partners. Leno likened the state system to separate but equal accommodations. The idea that we would want to say one group of citizens doesn't love equally, and for that reason we won't grant them a marriage license, is, in my opinion, not only unfair, unjust, and un-American, but he says it is also unconstitutional. Other states would not be required to recognize California's domestic partners who don't qualify for federal Medicare, Social Security, veterans, food stamps, housing, immigration, and other benefits given to married couples. Well, maybe that's the fairness that could be remedied, and I suspect that if you did it and didn't call it marriage, but called it domestic partnership, you might have some success. But let me ask you this question. Mark Leno wants to reintroduce gay marriage in California. This was a bill that in 2005 passed the legislature by a razor-thin margin, but it was vetoed by Schwartzy. What are the chances, and how do you feel about it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Would it be okay if we didn't call it gay marriage, but we called it domestic partnership? Would that be all right? Do we want to call it gay marriage? And if we want to call it gay marriage, you want to give it all the kinds of, for example, if your partner dies or is, let's say, hospitalized, then this is really a big issue. If your partner is hospitalized, and let's say you're a gay couple, the partner's possibly estranged family has all the can decide whether or not you, the longtime partner of this person, can come and visit, you know, what the medical treatment is going to be. I mean, they take precedence over you because the laws are such, I think right now, that you don't have a real voice in it. 349-1320, 866-2613-20. And if your longtime partner dies, you would not be entitled to his or her Social Security benefits. So, there are lots of issues here that don't get covered typically, and even with a lot of legal stuff that you can, a lot of legal paperwork, I'm not sure it's exactly the same thing. But if you die and you want your surviving spouse to be able to collect your Social Security benefits, they are not able to do that. Not currently, I don't think. Responding to the growing trend of couples raising children out of wedlock in a related but unrelated bill, Carol Mignan plans to introduce a bill today that would give young and middle-aged heterosexual couples who are not married the right to register as domestic partners. So now she wants to expand it. You don't have to be gay to register as domestic partners. You just have to be not married. You can be heterosexual and register as domestic partners. And let me just tell you, in France, they have two tiers of marriage. They have light, you know, marriage light and marriage serious, or sérieuse. I don't think they call it that, but there are two distinct, one has more commitment, and one has more rights and responsibilities, and one has fewer rights and responsibilities. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Will it pass now? Are we ready for gay marriage to be legal in California? Is it a good idea? What are your thoughts? I think it's fine. I think the more, you know, God bless anybody who wants to embark on an institution where the failure rate going in is 50%. Anybody wants to do that, God bless their optimism, a triumph of optimism over experience. Be my guest. It is adds to the stability of the society. I think in every way it's a good thing. But a lot of people don't feel that way, and I think it's worth a discussion. Mickey in Rancho Murrieta. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Mickey.
I am not gay, but I strongly support gay marriage, whether they call it marriage or domestic partnership or whatever, simply because it's unconscionable that the state should be offering benefits and rights and responsibilities to one group of people as opposed to another group of people based on any of these things. If the Christian or religious people want to say that marriage is an institution of God and so on and so forth, fine, then the state should not be issuing licenses, and there should not be any state or federal benefits denied anybody for not having such a license. But as long as there is a license that is issued by the state rather than by a church that entitles one couple to have something that another couple cannot have, then I believe that's unconstitutional on the face of it, and I don't care whether they call it marriage or domestic partnership or whatever. Unless the rights are equal for both groups, then it's unconstitutional.
Okay, Mickey, I thank you very much for calling. Let me ask you, what are your thoughts about this? Does this, in what way, if you are conservative, and there are some conservative people here who believe that marriage is as naturally for a man or a woman, if you don't have a man and a woman, you don't have a marriage, the bill is arrogant, unlawful, and undemocratic, says one. And he's calling it also, he's the president of Campaign for California Children and Families. It is a political advocacy group, and he says that Leno's campaign here is a blatant attack on voter rights and marriage rights. How does, if people who are gay are allowed to get married, how does that water down, how does that dilute, how does that in any way affect anybody else's marriage? What effect would that have on it? I think marriage is its well, what is the single greatest cause of divorce? Yes, it's marriage. Marriage is its own worst enemy. So I don't see what, if somebody else gets married and if somebody else is wanting to make a commitment, any couple, I don't care what their sex is, they want to make a commitment to each other and they want the same rights and benefits that everybody else has, why should they be denied? How are we a better society if we don't do that, if we say that's illegal? Explain that part to me. And how is it that if we were to have gay marriage, if it were legal in the state of California, how would it in any way dilute or compromise heterosexual marriage? Why would we, you know, I know it was a radical idea, but I think the more we talk about it and the more places where it's legal, and I think South Africa has said it's legal, gay marriage, and I think Massachusetts has said it's legal, and I'm forgetting now what Canada has decided, but the more we hear about gay marriage and the more places it's becoming legal, I think the more conversant we are with the idea and the more, for people who had a hard time digesting it, I think it becomes a more digestible situation. So here is Jay Leno, now head of a very powerful committee, and he says he's going to reintroduce a bill that was vetoed by Schwartz in 2005. It barely made it through the legislature. It did. And he's going to bring it back again. Schwartz, he cited, the reason he vetoed is that he cited Prop 22, a ballot initiative passed by California voters in 2000 to limit marriage to a man and a woman. I do not believe the legislature, you know, well, what if somebody is a tranny? What if somebody's had a gender reassignment? I mean, the whole concept is a little on the malleable side, don't you think? I do not believe the legislature can reverse an initiative approved by the people of California. So that's how Schwartzy weaseled out of it, that this was a prop voted on by the people of California, and so that's why he was going to veto this thing, knowing that he had a race coming up. Schwartzy's veto message says that he supports equal rights and full legal protection for gay couples through domestic partnerships. The constitutionality, however, of Prop 22 is something that should be decided by the California Supreme Court, Schwartz, he said. If the ban of same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, this bill then is not necessary. If the ban is constitutional, this bill is ineffective. So that's the way he decided to handle it. Gay marriage, yes or no? If we call it domestic partnership, are you more comfortable with it? How does gay marriage dilute heterosexual marriage? Does it dilute heterosexual marriage? Does it have any effect whatever on heterosexual marriage? And what would be the argument against gay marriage if you were going to make that argument? Also, what is the argument for it? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, it looks like we have lows tonight right around 33. Highs coming up tomorrow, 61. We are at 57 at AM 1320. Now, our traffic slowed down. Westbound I-80 just west of Douglas Boulevard. Sunrise Boulevard at Sunset Avenue. We have a two-car crash. Eastbound 50 at Jefferson Boulevard. It looks like a pedestrian's over there. I'm not sure if he's laying down. And westbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard. Two of them there. A two-car crash and another vehicle just up about a quarter of a mile with the doors open. Southbound I-5 just north of Del Paso Road, there's a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, 18.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Edition of Eat It Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Don't we have some great music? That's the Spice Girls. So, we're talking about gay marriage. This is the season to be gay and merry. And Mark Leno, who has the world's whitest teeth, he is a gorgeous guy, and I like him. I really like him. He was fun to talk to, and he's very smart. And he is now heading up a very powerful committee. And he wants to reintroduce a bill that was vetoed by Schwartzy in 2005, making gay marriage legal in the state of California. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And in the meantime, you've got Carol Migdon, and she's also gay. She's a lesbian. Responding to the growing trend of couples raising children out of wedlock, Carol Migdon plans to, and probably already has, introduced a bill today that would give young and middle-aged, well, I don't know if there's a cutoff age, young and middle-aged heterosexual couples who are not married the right to register as domestic partners. The new bill and the expected reintroduction of legislation that would grant same-sex partners the right to marry are already drawing the ire of social conservatives and may once again put Schwartzy in the difficult position of taking sides on the politically divisive issue of defining marriage. Well, you know, he's got his own loose definition, too, I would imagine. Carol Migdon said she decided to pursue legislation allowing heterosexual couples to register as domestic partners when she saw that so many more children are being born to unmarried women, many of whom live with their fathers. This is a very practical expansion that absolutely reflects the new family unit today. We're trying to provide the proper benefits for the families that exist today. Couples would not have to have children, however, to register as domestic partners. Conservatives said that the last thing the state should be doing is discouraging marriage. Talk about a government disincentive to be married. The guy who heads up this conservative pro-family organization says it's appalling that just about anyone and everyone could be virtually married to each other without being really married as a husband and a wife. So is that a bad thing? Is it, since we have devalued marriage to the place where 50% of marriages fail, I mean, you've hardly paid off the wedding gift, the bill has hardly come in, and already that marriage is in trouble. Migdon, data released last week by the National Center of Health Statistics show that out-of-wedlock births in the U.S. have climbed to an all-time high, accounting for nearly 4 in 10 babies born last year. And it isn't teenagers who are getting into trouble. It's people who are older than that. 4 in 10 babies born last year, so almost half the number of children born. Rather than teen mothers, more of the children are being born to women in their 20s, reflecting a growing number of people who are putting off marriage or living together without getting married. And I think the children suffer. Remember, I think that if you're going to have kids, you want to have both parents at least start out that way. You might not end up with both parents, but I think it's really a good way to start out for the kid. But people who are in a single situation are not thinking about that. Never was birth control more prevalent, more available, less stigmatized. So you really can decide. And abortions are still, maybe just hanging on by a thread, but abortions are still legal. So, but people are deciding that they're going to have children, that they don't need to be married in order to have children. I don't know what effect this has on the family, but I'm going to tell you something. A friend of mine said something recently, and I'm wondering if this is the effect that it has. Putting kids into daycare for the first 7 years of their lives, which I think is a horrible thing to do to a kid. You know, once in a while, everybody's got to have sitters. Everybody needs relief from children. But to just put them in there from early in the morning to late at night, I think is not great for the child's development. And I think it must be one of the reasons. Somebody made this observation that it's getting really a lot meaner and nastier out there. And maybe the reason that it's becoming meaner and nastier is that this is how a lot of people are being raised, where there's no heart, there's no soul, there's no empathy, babies are huge attention-seeking machines. And if you have one underpaid daycare worker for way too many kids, somebody who's making not a whole lot more than minimum wage, if that, and you've got all these kids clamoring for attention at a time when children are so eager to learn, they're just sponges, and everything is developing, their intellects are developing, and their bodies are developing. But at a time when then they get so little attention, remember now, what the educational research is telling us is that kids from middle-class families get spoken to more often than kids from welfare families or families that are really hurting financially. At least typically that's the case. I'm sure it's not always the case, but typically that's the case. And the talking to children helps them to develop intellectually. And in addition to being talked to, remember what the research is telling us, children from middle class families are much more encouraged than children from lower class or welfare families, where the children are more discouraged. So by the time they're 3 years old, the kids from the middle class families are already way ahead of the kids from the disadvantaged families. The kids from the disadvantaged families are so far behind, the question is whether without huge and very intensive remediation, they're ever really going to catch up. Now, I'm not from the school of your fate is determined by the time you're 3 years old, but the research certainly indicates that so much that a child could be getting and is not getting, the kid pays a huge price for later in life. So here is the domestic partner law that would be widened if Carol Migden has her way. Hoping to provide benefits that would lead to more stable situations, something that would be good for the kids. Eventually, she said there would be no distinction between parents with kids and those people who are simply roommates who file for financial advantages. I see that. It's a Republican saying that he thinks that if there's no distinction between marriage and the domestic partnerships, that nobody's incentivized to get married. Well, if you have to incentivize people that way, what does that say about marriage? I mean, if marriage should be so wonderful, we always were brought up to think that it was so wonderful, although moi, your goddess, has never been brave enough to run off into the arms of that particular institution, because I think I've always seen it as an institution, but I always knew that about myself. So, but there are a lot of people who buy into the happily ever after, who are pushed into it. Sometimes people who are gay, hoping not to be gay if they get married. And then they realize that the person wasn't the right person, the situation wasn't the right situation, it wasn't the right thing to do, and then they get divorced before you even get the bill for the wedding gift. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Chris in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm a lesbian, and the gay marriage thing when you were talking about changing the wording, I totally agree with that. For me, it's just about the rights that and the fact that we're being discriminated against. And not only, you know, the First Amendment, but the fact that we pay taxes and we have no representation. And in my life, I've raised children who I cannot claim.
What do you mean you cannot claim?
I can't claim them on my income tax return. It's not legal.
Okay, because you did not give birth to those children.
Right, because I didn't give birth to the children.
Even though they were your partner's children.
Right, and even though my income is, you know, contributing more than 50% and the father is not contributing at all, I still can't claim the children, but he can.
Chris, let me ask you a question. Sure. If you set it up with an attorney, if anything happens to you or your partner, the way it usually works without any legal intervention is that your partner's family, even if your partner's been estranged from her family for 1,000 years, their wishes will take precedence over yours, and they can even prohibit you from being in the hospital room and so on. Is there a legal way around that at this time?
If you do a living will, you can absolutely override that, but you absolutely have to do a living will, otherwise your family can come in and say, you know, that this is her wishes. And
but if your partner were to die, and you would normally, as a surviving partner, be able to collect Social Security benefits if you were in a heterosexual marriage, you cannot do that.
No, you can't.
And at this point, you can't.
Right. So my money goes to no one. And they still take it out of my check. So it's like, you know, I should be able
You will be able to collect Social Security benefits.
Right, I would be able to collect. But if I died and, you know, I mean, like my mother got my father's Social Security, you know, my partner would not be able to collect my Social Security. And vice versa. Right. And vice versa. And, you know, and those are kind of the things that I'm looking at. I don't feel like the government can have it both ways. It's like, you know, if you don't want to give us the right to be married, then don't take my taxes. And you know, that's fine. And I'll guarantee you that there'll be a lot more gay people.
All right, if this comes up this time, look in the tea leaves. It passed very narrowly, but it did pass in 2005 in the legislature, and Schwartzy, who knew he was going to run again, vetoed it. He probably has his eyes set on higher office. Everybody's speculating, probably senator. He wants to knock off Barbara Boxer in 2010, I think. My question is, what's going to happen this time? Will it pass the legislature again, maybe with more votes, and what will he do with it when it comes up for his review?
Well, you know what? I'm really surprised with California that it hasn't. I mean, this is supposed to be a relatively progressive state, and I'm kind of shocked that, you know, we're acting like we live in Utah. And
what do they say? What do they say? What do the snide people say about Sacramento, Omaha with palm trees? Maybe that's all of California.
You know, I thought we were a little looser than this.
Well, maybe we're not so loose. I read the obituaries, and everybody who's dying lately seems to be from the Midwest. So
I'm getting that. And I'm a little surprised. I mean, I live here a lot of the reason I live here is because of the political atmosphere.
Yeah, and all you're getting is traffic instead.
And
the trash and the highest hit and run rate in the state. Well, in the state of California, and a big homicide rate. And they're not picking up the trash on Watt Avenue. But you know what? We love Sacramento. All right, well, this is where we got to get it going. And I think what has to happen is you have to set the stage for it. You're just going to have to do a lot of public relations and a lot of setting the stage for this to move so that Schwartzy can do nothing but go for it if he's got the nerve, if he's got the cojones to do that.
Well, you know, and that's it, too. Like, you know, and when I start talking to people about, hey, why don't we just all collectively just stop paying our taxes, you know, it's like,
forget that. The IRS will have your address, and they'll be hauling you off to the...
The IRS is a law of their own, and, you know, and they're like, Chris, don't say that too loud. You might disappear.
Chris, I thank you for calling. We're going to need to take a break, but thanks very much for weighing in. 349-1320, 866-2613-20. What are your thoughts on gay marriage, legalizing it in California? I mean, at Goldstein, you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Traffic, lots of it. Watt Avenue just south of Q Street, northbound I-5 and eastbound 50. Eastbound I-5 just west of northbound I-5. Howe Avenue just south of Arden Way. eastbound 50 Jefferson Boulevard, westbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard, and in two places right there, there's two car crashes all along the roadway. We have, looks like, oh my goodness, a large bear is standing on the right-hand side of the road at Brunswick Road in Idaho, Maryland. Now, that is in Grass Valley. I'm not too familiar with it. But there's a bear.
Is a bear bear?
It's a bear bear bear. I wonder if we could put a living will on the bear. Anyway, Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
And left, it's Enid Goldstein on
Sacramento's left channel.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
President Bush tries the Big Ted approach.
Another outreach to a Shiite leader in Iraq. I'm Mark Noller at the White House.
Can racial factors be used to prevent school resegregation?
School boards all over are struggling with this problem.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. After a weekend when the U.S. military's losses in Iraq totaled 13, President Bush today hosted an Iraqi political leader he's avoided until now.
In an effort to build support for the unity government in Iraq, Mr. Bush spent more than an hour with Abdulaziz al-Hakim, a Shiite cleric and head of the political party with the largest voting bloc in the Iraqi parliament.
I told him that we're not satisfied with the pace of progress in Iraq.
Neither is al-Hakim. Speaking through a translator, he made clear that he welcomes help from the U.S., but said there's a limit.
Therefore, we believe that the Iraqi issue should be solved by the Iraqis with the help of friends everywhere.
And for al-Hakim, that includes Iran, where he lived in exile during the reign of Saddam Hussein. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Some good news about the family from San Francisco that disappeared during a vacation in Oregon. Katie Kim and her two young daughters have been found alive, stranded in their car. They've been airlifted to a hospital. The father, James Kim, is still missing. Authorities say he'd set off on snowshoes to get help. Now this.
New Michelin tires on sale from Sears, along with family, friends, and rum balls. Something to be thankful for. With new tires, you can drive to the store to buy the forgotten can of cranberry and the extra batteries. You can go to find the last-minute gift for that last-minute nephew who shows up late with his roommate. With Michelin tires, the holidays just seem brighter.
Get the lowest price of the year on Michelin tires, only at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/24/06.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Felicia, I know that flavoring milk is a good way to get my kids to drink more milk, but is there a difference in chocolate milk flavorings?
There really is. Compare the nutrition in rich chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder and see the difference. Ovaltine contains over twice as many vitamins and minerals as Nesquik, so Ovaltine's more nutritious. And kids love the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine. When it comes to nutrition, Ovaltine's the better choice.
More Ovaltine, please!
For the first time since John Roberts and Sam Alito joined the Supreme Court, it's taken up an affirmative action case. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
Bundled up demonstrators chanted in the cold outside as the justices and lawyers held a heated debate about race in public schools. Resegregation is growing, Justice Stephen Breyer warned.
School boards all over are struggling with this problem.
Officials in Seattle and Louisville want to use racial factors to assign students to maintain diversity achieved through desegregation. Why not, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wondered.
What's constitutionally required one day gets constitutionally prohibited the next day. That's very odd.
But court conservatives Antonin Scalia and Anthony Kennedy worry about individual rights.
Even if the objective is okay, you cannot achieve it by any means whatever.
That takes us on a very perilous course.
A ruling is likely before the next school year. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
John Bolton had his exit interview today.
Many thanks for your service.
He met with President Bush, who reluctantly accepted Bolton's decision to step down as U.N. ambassador when his recess appointment expires later this month. Congress has been blocking the nomination, and Bolton's prospects only dimmed when the Democrats won control in the midterm elections. The Santa Ana wind is blowing again, and it's fanning a wildfire in Moor Park, California, a wealthy community about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Five homes have been consumed by the flames. Hundreds are threatened. CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes is covering.
A December wildfire is almost unheard of, but officials are saying that we might expect to see more of these because global warming may mean warmer, drier conditions. And that could cause the fire season to extend from summer to year-round.
This looks like arson. Authorities say the fire started at two separate points early Sunday morning. Taco Bell seems to be the common denominator in an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in the New York metropolitan area. At least two are severely ill with kidney failure. Investigators say most of the victims got sick after eating at Taco Bell restaurants in late November. Nine Taco Bells in New Jersey and on Long Island are closed as a precaution. A jury in Houston has convicted truck driver Tyrone Williams in the deaths of 19 illegal immigrants who were left locked inside a sweltering trailer 3 years ago. It's the second time Williams has been found guilty. His first conviction was overturned on appeal. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, tomorrow, Brian Copeland will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. You know who he is, and if you don't, you'll have a lot of fun with him. He's a stand-up comic. He's an award-winning writer. He's an actor. His new book, Not a Genuine Black Man. He's also a talk host in San Francisco at KGO. So, a plug for the competition. That's tomorrow at 4, Wednesday at 4. The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges by Daniel Golden, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for The Wall Street Journal, one of the best-written publications in the country. So those are two of our guests coming up. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about Mark Leno, who is reintroducing gay marriage in California, and Carol Migden, who wants to expand domestic partnership law in California for unmarried heterosexual couples. And I want to add to the conversation, because there is so much going on, there's so much politically going on. Over the weekend, it looks like Hillary Clinton is signaling her intent to run for president. She has begun a calculated series of meetings with top New York Democratic officials to signal that she's likely to run for the presidency in 2008. She's asking for their support if she does. She's got about $10 million that she has not used from her previous campaign, but throwing a wrench into the whole thing is Barack Obama, whose star has been rising, and I don't know if his numbers are as good as hers or not. It's so early. I know she has high negatives, and I know she leads everybody in terms of her resources, her cash resources, and in terms of the polling. Right now she leads everybody, but the question is she electable? That really is my question, and I think she is not. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Although I don't know who the Republicans are going to put up there for president, and I would vote for Hillary. You know, I think she'd probably be a good president, but for some reason she's a lightning rod. A lot of women don't like her, and even more men don't like her, and particularly conservative men are scared to death of Hillary Clinton, and I am not sure why. But if you have any thoughts about this, I would certainly like to hear them. But everybody, she tops every national poll of presidential contenders, but she's always been dogged by questions of electability. The thing is, her husband, she's more starchy than he is. And don't forget, she was a breadwinner in that family. When he was governor of Arkansas, he hardly made, what do you make, about $35,000 a year as governor. But she was pulling in the major dough in that family as an attorney. I'm sure, you know, well over six figures, at least six figures. And she's supporting the family. And I think, and because she lived through everything and because I'm sure they talked about everything, she is very well positioned. She's already been sort of a semi-president, two for the price of one. So she probably would be a good president, I think. But for some reason, that kind of, you know, the reason that people voted for Dickey is that they thought he was likable. You know, he was just an aw shucks, Texas kind of a guy who tried to walk like John Wayne, who had, you know, maybe had a diarrhea problem. Doesn't he look like that when he's walking? Well, anyhow, so that's the question. Is she electable? And over the weekend, don't ask. It was one, it's like nobody knows what to do with Iraq. Nobody knows what to do with Iraq. And so let me start with the Borowitz report, because one of the things that happened was that a memo from Hadley, Stephen Hadley, was leaked to the press. And then, of course, Maliki in Iraq wouldn't meet with Dickey for the first day, but he did meet with the second day. So we'll get to that. 349-1320, Jim in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Enid, a comment. I too think that Hillary Clinton would be an excellent president. I don't think she's electable. You mentioned I don't even think it's the far right. I think anywhere from middle to the right.
Why do you think she's not? Why do you think she's not electable?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think she's too much like John Kerry was. When Kerry made the comment about, well, even if he had known there were weapons of mass destruction, he still would have gone into Iraq. Hillary Clinton's been a strong supporter of the Bush policies. Not necessarily carte blanche, but she's come up with nothing new. And I think she appears, and I'd like to see her president, but I don't think that if I had an opportunity to vote somebody else as a leading candidate, I don't think I'd put Hillary Clinton there, because I do not think she's electable. I think from the middle to the far right, definitely doesn't like her. I think there's a lot of people.
Oh, I don't think the hard left likes her, because I think she's been willing to be too amenable to incursions on abortion rights. She was too supportive of the president. She didn't speak out loudly enough. So I think in that way she's. But I don't think those are the things that, you know, they may sink her as Moira has written about that. But I think it's a personality issue for a lot of people. For some reason, they see her as their worst school teacher. Susan Sontag, the writer, once said, "Men never forgive women for having been their mothers." And she, there's something about that with Hillary that inspires that feeling in men. I think everybody knows she's competent. I don't think there's even a question about that. But there's something about her personality that people find off-putting, and I don't know why. When you see her in small crowds, and I actually have seen her, and I do know people who know her, but I have seen her when she was on her book tour in small crowds, and how she relates to people. She's really funny. She's easy. She's loosey-goosey, and she's delightful and warm. Not the starchy schoolmarmish person that you see in her more public persona.
I think if she would have come out, voted her conscience like Kerry should have, and voted against this war, delved into it a little deeper than what Bush threw on the table, and I think there were other congressmen and senators that did do that, Reid and a few of the others that went a little further than just the carte blanche. I think she would. I think she'd be not only the front runner, but I think she'd be electable. But I just think there's too many people like me that thinks that she just did a terrible job of sitting the fence, wishy-washy. She's not really made a stand. It's still, well, maybe we better keep troops there.
But if she runs, Jim, are you going to vote for her?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. And don't be mad at me, but before the language police haul you off to the pokey, it's carte blanche.
Carte blanche. Okay.
Okay. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-62613. Don't get mad at me. I know it's rude to correct people. But you know what? I would want to be corrected. I do. I'm sorry. I speak for a living, and even when I don't speak for a living, I'd like to say it right, and I don't always know the right pronunciation. Oh, I could be just as starchy as Hillary, huh? Okay, here it is, the Borowitz Report. Heck of a job, al-Maliki. President's words of praise may mean that Iraqi premier is through. In a meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, President George W. Bush reportedly told him that he had his, quote, full support, and he was doing, quote, a heck of a job, indicating that al-Maliki's tenure in office may soon be over. In the hours leading up to the meeting with the press, Mr. al-Maliki was reportedly dreading hearing any words of praise from Mr. Bush, knowing that similar compliments paid to former FEMA chief Michael Brown and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had immediately preceded their ousters. I want him to say, your job is hanging by a thread, or you totally suck, Mr. Maliki reportedly told a close associate. Anything but heck of a job. But moments after meeting with Mr. Bush, in which the president pledged his full support for the Iraqi prime minister, an ashen-faced Mr. Maliki emerged, telling reporters, I guess I better go to Kinko's and start copying my resume. While Messrs. Brown and Rumsfeld are two of the most famous former staffers of the president who received his praise as a prelude to getting the boot, over 20,000 lesser-known former Bush employees gathered this weekend for their annual convention in Scottsdale, Arizona, to focus on networking and job retraining. I was trimming the hedges, and the president said I was doing a heck of a job, said Blanton Kellard, a former gardener at the president's Crawford Ranch. That's when I knew I was toast. Elsewhere, for the first time since the U.S. invasion of 2003, the number of car bombs in Baghdad now exceeds the number of cars. You may wish to... The Borowitz Report. I have to tell you, it's always satire. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Okay, did you watch over the weekend, did you watch all the shows, all the Sunday morning shows where nobody knows... Here's what they were... Nobody knows what to do about Iraq. They're hoping that, and it's the cover of Newsweek magazine, will the president pay attention if anybody actually has an idea about Iraq? Everybody was hoping that the Baker Commission, the Iraq Study Group, would have some ideas about Iraq. And first it was reported, and I think the New York Times reported it, that the study group was going to recommend a pullback from Iraq. And now Newsweek is saying they're not going to recommend a pullback from Iraq. They're going to talk about a phased withdrawal, but they're not going to give any time limit. And maybe it'll happen. And if you feel like it, and sometime in the far future, and everything is vague, vague, vague. So nobody knows what to do about anything. And the question is Dickey going to do anything at all? And will he listen to any of the advice? And he says he's going to listen, but he's also saying he's not going to pull the troops out. I mean, the whole thing is the biggest mess I have ever seen in my life. So first of all, the Washington Post in its op-ed section on Sunday had five editorials arguing whether or not Dickey is the worst president ever. The Washington Post editorial page has been, mind you, one of the biggest backers, a strong backer of the Iraqi war, and it has been from the beginning. So, the five editorials, that, you know, now that everybody thinks it's safe to come out of their hidey holes and criticize our dopey president. And Paul Krugman makes a really good point in today's New York Times. He's talking about that incident with James Webb, the new senator from Virginia, and he talked about the interchange that happened between them at an evening event where Dickey came up to the senator and says, how's your son doing? And that's when Webb said, oh, here it is. Let me just give it to you. He says, at a reception following the midterm election, President Bush approached Senator-elect James Webb. Remember now, he beat out Makaka in Virginia. How's your boy? Asked Mr. Bush. Webb said, I'd like to get them out of Iraq, Mr. President. And remember now, Webb's son is a Marine Lance Corporal and is risking his life in Mr. Bush's war of choice, writes Krugman. Well, that's not what I asked you. See, he gets petulant and testy, our boy president. That's not what I asked you, the president snapped. How's your boy? And so Webb's snapped back. That's between me and my boy, Mr. President, said Mr. Webb. So here's what Krugman says. Good for him. We need people in Washington who are willing to stand up to the bully in chief. Unfortunately, and somewhat mysteriously, they are still in short supply. And Krugman can't figure out why this is. You can understand, if not condone, the way the political and media establishment let itself be browbeaten by Mr. Bush post 9/11 In his post 9/11 prime, but what is amazing, Krugman writes, is that the extent to which insiders still cringe before a lame duck with a 60% disapproval rating. And boy, is he right about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Look at what seems to have happened to the Iraq Study Group, whose mission statement says that it would provide an independent assessment. If press reports are correct, the group did nothing of the sort. Instead, it watered down its conclusions and recommendations, trying to come up with something that Dickey would not reject out of hand. In particular, says Newsweek, the report will set no timetables or call for any troop reductions. All it will do is, quote, suggest that the president could not begin to withdraw forces in the vaguely defined future. So there you go. With a lame duck president with a disapproval rating of 60% and people still cringe in his presence, and he's being petulant and he doesn't know what to do. Lives are being lost. It's a huge meltdown in Iraq. They have 5 editorials in the Washington Post debating whether or not this was the worst president ever. 2 of them said that it was. I think all 5 should have said that it was. Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
I wanted to comment about a couple things. First, with regard to James Webb. He probably should have said, well, he's fine, Mr. President. He's drinking wild turkey, trying to get him a Texas Air National Guard so he can stuff half a Peru up his nose like you did.
I'm sure he wishes he would have thought of that, Mike.
Yeah, since he couldn't say that, then probably what he should have said, besides you're the worst president ever and we ought to impeach you, he should have said, I disagree with what Time magazine is saying, that the American people have had enough impeachments in their lifetime. And they were I saw a lady on, I think it was the Lehrer NewsHour from Time magazine, make that comment, that she didn't think that there would be any impeachment because the American people have seen one too many impeachments.
Can I tell you something about those surveys? And I've already said this a million times about OJ, but it was just reported on recently on Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, a million of these pop princesses that everybody is sick to death of, and then they do this polling. Are you sick to death of all the OJ coverage? This was in the height of OJ. Are you sick to death of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton? Oh, we're sick to death. We can't stand it. We don't want another one, and they can't gobble. People cannot gobble up People magazine fast enough on all this junky stuff. So when they say, oh, we've had enough impeachments, believe me, if it was juicy enough, they wouldn't feel that way. People also tell the researchers what they think is the socially appropriate thing to say, oh, well, we can't have any more impeachments. But that aside, impeachment might not be the best way to go here, because then you're going to have Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I don't think that she was talking about any poll, because I haven't seen any poll about that. I think she was just pulling that out of her, and basically saying that she didn't want to see any more, and inflicting that on the rest of us. And I think, really, the American people would stand up and applaud to see a president actually impeached for a real high crime or misdemeanor. And I think that's what we
I think if there was an audience for the public hanging, believe me, you can imagine what the audience would be for the impeachment of this man, who is so out of it. I mean, there's no question that this man is out of it, and I'll share some information with you. But Mike, I thank you for calling. You're hilarious today. 349-1320, Suzanne in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I have 2 things to say. One is I think the reason people in Washington aren't standing up to Bush is because they know what he does, how he fires people, how he lies about people, how he exposes them. I mean, look what they did to the.
Yeah, but we're talking about reporters. We're talking, and now the Democrats are we hope, running the show. We hope they don't wuss out on us. But I don't know why everybody is, and I know you defer to the office. We do know that because we collect old etiquette books. So we have some, rudimentary understanding of doing the proper thing when you're in the presence of the president. But still in all, this is a guy who's a lame duck with a 60% disapproval rating, who absolutely doesn't know what he's doing, who is in so deep and so far over his head and is so out of it. Reports that he's drinking, Bush in Rehab will be the next Woodward book. Should be.
Well, I think it's just because look at the media. There really hasn't been a national voice that anyone can use, because Fox and CNN and all those people are just mouthpieces. And
Well,
and I think people don't want to risk their security. So But I actually put more blame on Congress than I do President Bush.
I think I'm putting a lot of blame. I'm going to put a lot of blame on the news media, Suzanne. I think they could be doing more. I thank you for the call. And you know what? Let me tell you, it's apparently safer to criticize the president. And how do we know this? Because careerists and Iraq supporters like Tom Friedman in the New York Times, and over the weekend, Tim Russert, who is afraid to tender any sort of an opinion. He came here and spoke in Sacramento. I heard him. I was part of the lecture series that is held here, and it was just, I don't know, not that many weeks ago. You couldn't nail him on anything, and he always does what's politically the right thing to do. And now, over the weekend, he nails Stephen Hadley, the security advisor who wrote that memo criticizing the Iraq Maliki in Iraq, and that was leaked right before Dickey goes to meet with Maliki in Iraq. So suddenly, Tim Russert has come alive. They must have injected some Viagra into his spine. All right, let me read you what Andrew Sullivan, who is a neocon Republican. He was the editor of one of the top intellectual magazines. He's gay. He has been a Bush supporter. And now here's what he's saying, addressing his former comrades at arms on Iraq. So I tell you all of that because he's an unusual combination of qualities. So he did edit this intellectual magazine. I forget which one it was. Maybe The Nation. And he is sort of became a neocon. He was the last person you expect who would have supported Bush and the war, but he did. And now here's what he's saying. It's over, guys. Your beloved Bush administration botched this so badly, it is irrecoverable. You enabled them. You never fully took them on when it would have counted. And you trashed those of us who did. You knew this before the 2004 election and still cynically played the anti-Kerry card for all it was worth, telling yourselves you could sway Rummy after the election. Well, you couldn't. And you didn't. Your policy was sabotaged by a defense secretary who never believed in it and by a president too weak and out of it to rein him in. Get over yourselves and recognize that this dream has died, and we have to fight the nightmare we now face rather than pretend your dream is still even on life support. That is a patriotic responsibility at this point. And no, I'm not impugning your patriotism. I'm asking you to place it before your shattered dreams. Oh, 349-1320. A president so out of it, he couldn't rein in Rummy. He's so out of it and so in over his head, he doesn't even know what to do. So he's going to be stubborn. He's going to stay the course. President Petulant is, I think, what we ought to call him. Jen in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. My comment, I've said this over and over again, they're all in it together, they're all crazy, and they all got to go. It's the Congress, the President, all the news media, with the exception of Air America, God bless you, they're done. We just need to get rid of them and get rid of them now.
Well, we need some investigations. That's what we need. And what we know is some military oversight investigative bodies are being resurrected by the Democrats. So that means we're going to start looking into things. I hope it means. And I hope it means we're really going to start and run hard on that.
Right. I do, too. And I hope when they do say you're done, that it really means it, not you're done tomorrow or next week or next year. Get out.
thank you, Jen. 349-1320. Rob and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. I don't think he's going to be impeached purely for the reason that the Democrats realize that he's not the one pulling the strings, pushing the buttons. It's all Cheney and it's all behind the scenes. So to impeach the guy would just be a huge waste of money. If they're going to do anything to him, they'll probably just censure him. And that'll be that, and they'll just go on he's lame duck, Cheney's lame duck, Rove is lame duck. There's nothing that they can do, and the Democrats will hopefully move past, and I hope the rest of us move past this notion of somehow punishing this guy with this whole notion of impeachment, because it really wouldn't do any good.
I agree with you. It's one of those things when you tell your boss when you drop an F-bomb on your boss and it feels good for 1 second, and then you're stuck with the consequences. It feels great to think, oh, we could impeach him, and then you're stuck with the consequences, which are Dick Cheney and worse. So I think, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are we going to do about Iraq? Dickey doesn't seem to know, and nobody else does either. And the press still is too timid to criticize beyond beyond a certain point. There's beginning to defrost, the beginning to stick their heads out of their hidey holes. We'll talk about this memo that was leaked about what McNamara thought about several days before the election, and I wonder what the real meaning of that memo is. All of that as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic, it looks like we have southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. Coming up, we have got Madison Avenue, Manzanita, a two-car crash over there. And it looks like northbound 160 at Royal Oaks. By the way, that bridge over there is inoperable as of this morning. So you might want to stay clear of that as well. Watt Avenue just south of Q Street. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. A lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Dear Santa, this year for Christmas, I have a small list. First, L.A., I want a house in the hills with a pool in the back end. Overlooking Central Park on the top floor.
4:34 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Gimme, 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 get those two dicks out of the White House. That would be one of the best Christmas gifts we could get around here. Wouldn't that be just nice? Dick Cheney goes hunting and he shoots himself in the foot. and Dickie is so out of it. I have to share with you what Frank Rich is, he has described Iraq, and he said this a while ago, and I forgot that he did. He said that Iraq was Vietnam on speed. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320. Nobody knows what to do. You've got this memo that Rumsfeld had proposed major adjustments in Iraq 2 days before he resigned. Let's head over to Ron in Sacramento. Hi, Ron. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
You know, my feelings about this president and his cronies, people speaking up about him, I think they're just common criminals. I think they're the biggest criminals this country's ever seen, and I think people are afraid with good reason. Alberto Gonzalez was his henchman in Texas. He's his henchman, head henchman now again. And if you don't have a very clean closet, if you've got any skeletons in your closet,
all right, but give me, all right,
wise to speak up.
Wait, Ron, that may be the fear, but give me an example of where they've gone after private citizens. I know they've gone after some of their critics, but where have they gone after private citizens? And when you have people like John Kerry and Hillary Clinton afraid to speak up because they're looking down the line at their careers, that's another matter entirely. That's not because they think that Alberto Gonzalez is going to haul them off to the pokey or stick the IRS on them.
Well, you know, number one, you're going to have your taxes gone through for the last 20 years, I think. I mean, they've done that quite a few. People have gotten audited and audited and audited. Those kinds of things are very expensive.
All right, so you think that there's a lot of fear keeping people from really expressing their thoughts about this president?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, he's broken law after law after law. He has no regard for the laws of the land. He has no regard for the Constitution. And I don't think there's anything he wouldn't do to maintain his power and carry out his agenda.
Well, you may be right about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Grace in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Enid. I just had to call because I heard you talking to someone about no need to impeach, and I agree with that. I don't think there's any need to impeach the man, but I think he needs to be brought up on war crimes.
He needs to be investigated. Now, I don't know if there's the, I don't know how there's the fine line between impeachment and investigation. And what happens if you find out that investigating him, he's done all these horrible things, then what do we do with him?
Then he has to be brought up at trial at The Hague or at the United Nations.
While he's in office?
while he's in office.
Ooh. Well, you better start.
Impeachment's too good for this guy.
It's like lethal injection. It's too good for criminals.
That's what they do with war criminals.
Well, you better start measuring the Oval Office for drapes, I guess.
Well, I think you better keep an eye on me in case I end up over at one of those prisons.
Thank you, Grace.
If I disappear, you'll know why.
I know, I'm going to know why. We're going to call the rescue squad looking for you. Thanks, Grace. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Okay, I'm going to read you something. I mean, this is so draconian, I don't even know where to start. Remember Jose Padilla? He is a... Well, he's never been charged with anything. He's a Brooklyn-born Muslim convert whom the Bush administration had accused of plotting a dirty bomb attack and has detained all these years without charges. Now he's got to go to the dentist, okay? And I think the dentist is just down the hall from the prison where he is being detained. So here is, and they have some videotape on this, and so here's the voice over. It says, today is May 21, a naval official declared to a camera, videotaping the event. Right now, we're ready to do a root canal treatment on Jose Padilla, our enemy combatant. So here's what happens next. Several guards in camouflage and riot gear approach cell number 103. They unlock a rectangular panel at the bottom of the door, and Mr. Padilla's bare feet slide through, eerily disembodied. As one guard held down a foot with his black boot, the others shackled Mr. Padilla's legs. Next, his hands emerged through another hole to be manacled. Wordlessly, the guards pushing into the cell chained Mr. Padilla's cuffed hands to a metal belt. Briefly, his expressionless eyes met the camera before he lowered his head submissively in expectation of what came next. Noise-blocking headphones over his ears, and blacked-out goggles over his eyes. Then the guards, whose faces were hidden behind plastic visors and there in heavy camouflage, full camouflage, marched their prisoner down the hall, to his root canal treatment. Now, have you ever heard of anything like this? The videotape of that trip to the dentist, which was recently released by Mr. Padilla's lawyers, and viewed by the New York Times, offers the first concrete glimpse into the secretive military incarceration of an American citizen whose detention without charges became a test case of President Bush's powers in the fight against terror. Still frames from the videotape were posted on Mr. Padilla's electronic court file last Friday. To Mr. Padilla's lawyers, the pictures capture the dehumanization of their client during his military detention from mid-2002 until earlier this year when the government changed his status from enemy combatant to criminal defendant and transferred him to the Federal Detention Center in Miami. He now awaits trial scheduled for late January. And they argue that he has been so damaged, his attorneys argue that he's been so damaged by his interrogations and prolonged isolation that he suffers PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and is unable to assist in his own defense. His interrogations, they say, included hooding, stress positions, assaults, threats of imminent execution, and the administration of truth serums. They have reduced him to a mess. What are your thoughts about this? This is the United States of America. The riot gear, the blacked-out goggles, the earphones so that blocks out all sound, manacled legs, first the legs sliding out, and one camouflage, full riot gear guard steps on his legs and they shackle the legs. Then his hands emerge from some other opening and they manacle those, and then they fix it to a metal belt, and then they march him down the hall to where his root canal is. Can you believe this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It's enough to make you cry. Jean in Diamond Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jean.
Oh, hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was just going to say that, and I hear this, you know, Nancy Pelosi says impeachment's off the table or whatever, and it seems like so many of us are saying, you know, well, you can't impeach this person. But I think as citizens, we have a duty to impeach a president who's either, whatever his behavior is, if it's criminal, if he's just delusional, or if he's incompetent. We can't let the world suffer through two more years of this guy who is behaving.
Maybe we send him out on medical leave.
Pardon me?
We send him out on medical leave.
We put him on medical leave.
Medical leave. You send him out the door on medical leave. He's non-compos mentis. Maybe that's the solution, Gene. 349-1320, Jane in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi, Enid. I think the description you had of Jose Padilla.
Yes.
I think that's enough to dissuade anybody from coming out against George Bush. But I just didn't want people to forget that he can pardon. He has the right to pardon people, and I think we need to impeach both he and Dick Cheney for that reason alone.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. What do we do with Dickie, the two dicks running this country, into the ground? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You're listening to AM 1320, the Monday edition of Enid Live. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Slow moving we have over there, northbound I-5 just south of southbound 99. There's a vehicle just on the right-hand side and over the fog line. Southbound Cap City Freeway just south of N Street. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Watt Avenue and Madison Avenue and Manzanita. There's a three-car crash over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Jamba Juice.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Now, 349-1320.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampoulas, pantoukas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags, then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
I think this must be the Dick Cheney theme song. 448 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're joining us, we are talking about Iraq. Nobody knows what to do about Iraq, and least of all the people who got us into it, and least of all our president, who seems to be over his head and completely out of it. And so you have all kinds of speculation, mostly along the lines of, well, will he take anybody's advice? Well, if the Iraq study group comes up with anything, which it looks like more and more it's going to be, anything they come up with is going to be watered down. Here is Newsweek reporting Iraq study. Will Bush listen to advice? Folks used to wonder why he didn't push into Baghdad, meaning the old man, and now James Baker doesn't hear that question much anymore. Remember when everybody asked that question? Now you know the answer. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Mike in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I called earlier when you were talking to another caller who said that with all the detentions and no charge, people like Jose Padilla, then everyone's afraid to come out and say anything. And then you had the story about Jose Padilla and what they did to him when he got taken for his root canal. And you see why that other caller was talking about why everyone's afraid. And you also see exactly what they're trying to do.
So what you're saying is they use fear to manipulate us, to make us frightened of anybody, anything, as a reason to sell the war, and then they're using fear to keep everybody quiet.
Well, what I'm saying is they're using fear to keep everybody quiet, period. Well, you know, that's all I'm commenting on. Everything else, I don't need to go into, because I can only do one thought at a time, I think.
Well, you're doing better than the president, Mike. All right, let's put it out there. Let's see how people respond. I thank you for the call. Mike is saying people are too fearful to, even a president who is a lame duck and has a 60% disapproval rating, which means he only has a 40% approval rating. People are too afraid to criticize him. Is that the story? And then you have the story, I mean, in every... It's like every single story, whether it's Katrina and the incompetence there. Now you have in today's New York Times front page, U.S. report finds dismal training of Afghan police. It's a $1.1 billion program. Corruption, incompetence, and equipment loss are criticized. It's like we couldn't do anything. The only thing they could do was make everybody frightened. The only thing they could do was manipulate us into supporting this war. We didn't support it. I didn't support it, and I know you didn't either. Paul in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Paul. Hello, hello. Are you there?
Yes, I sure am. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Well, you know, everybody has, no idea about what to do in Iraq, and I have a radical solution. So our president has got to get up in front of the nation, in front of the world,
and apologize for his arrogance and apologize for not listening to calmer heads way back when, before the war started.
Oh, and Paul, dream on. This is a guy who won't admit that he ever made a mistake because his life has been one large mistake. I'm sure he knows that he's been a flop his whole life, and therefore he can't bear to admit in public what he knows and what everybody else knows is the truth.
Well, yeah, that, you know, I get that, but, you know, the thing is that when you come up and apologize and you beg forgiveness, basically you've created a change of heart, an environment for a change of heart. And the only thing that's really going to solve the product of his misadventure, Iraq, and anything else in the Middle East, Israeli, Arab conflict, is a change of heart. War is not going to do it. Diplomacy is not going to do it because people have just got to say, okay, enough is enough. You know, what we're doing isn't working. You know, all the fighting over stuff, you know, that was ancient history and has been festering since ancient times, you know, it's just not working. And what we have to do is forgive each other.
All right, so you're saying he should issue an apology, but how do we know it isn't completely concocted for public relations purposes, just like everything else he's done? But it's an interesting idea that you have, Paul. Let's see how people respond to it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If Dickie apologized, would you believe it? Would it change anything? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, it's a little chilly we're going to see tonight. 35 highs coming up tomorrow, 61. I know some people are going to be mad at me, but I would love to see a white Christmas. I think it would be wonderful in Sacramento. Though we do have some traffic going on, and that's probably a good reason why it shouldn't snow. Southbound 99 just north of eastbound 47. We have a two-car crash over there. Westbound 50 just east of Matherfield. Northbound I-5 just south of southbound 99. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Watt Avenue and at Madison Avenue. Manzanita Avenue, we do have a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hurry into the...
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it,
bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Of the 4 members of a San Francisco family who went missing in southern Oregon, 3 have been found alive. This is Josephine County Sheriff Brian Anderson.
At 1:45 today, a helicopter from Carson observed a female in the middle of the road waving an umbrella. Helicopter landed. We've confirmed that it is Mrs. Kim and the 2 children.
Katie Kim and her daughters, aged 4 and 7 months, had apparently been huddled in their car since it crashed. They were airlifted to a hospital.
They're still looking for the father, who apparently left 2 days ago on foot from the crash location. So we're currently tracking him with our snow cats.
James Kim and his family were heading home after a Thanksgiving trip to the Pacific Northwest. They were last seen when they visited friends in Portland on the 25th. Nearly 40 people in the New York City suburbs have gotten sick. At least 2 are suffering kidney failure from E. coli bacteria of the same strain that contaminated spinach earlier this year. Most of the victims had eaten at Taco Bell restaurants. Nine Taco Bells have temporarily closed, and Tom Swazi, the county executive in Nassau County on Long Island, wants more to shut down.
There's no direct evidence that it can be proved, but we have enough evidence that we are concerned. And we, in abundance of caution, we want to notify the public that there are four Taco Bells here in Nassau County that we're investigating.
The company said over the weekend that it has strict food handling rules. Investigators say they're still trying to establish which particular type of food was the culprit. President Bush broadened his reach today as he searches for a solution in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
It was an Oval Office meeting with Abdulaziz al-Hakim, a Shiite cleric and leader of the political party with the largest block of votes in the Iraqi parliament. Speaking through a translator, al-Hakim said the situation in Iraq is being subjected to defamation and distortion.
And the true picture is not being presented in order to show a dark side of what's happening in Iraq.
But even President Bush said the U.S. is not satisfied with the pace of progress in Iraq, and he thanked al-Hakim for his commitment to the unity government there. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The trucker involved in the deaths of 19 illegal immigrants who were locked in a trailer under the Texas sun has been convicted by a jury in Houston. The penalty phase begins Wednesday, and Tyrone Williams' lawyer, Craig Washington, promises to pull out all the stops.
Mitigation can be anything. Mitigation is any reason that argues against death. Any reason that argues against death.
A call for a ban on tobacco advertising and all other cigarette promotions. Researchers at UMass Medical School and Fitchburg State College in Massachusetts say a ban is warranted to protect children. They claim hundreds of thousands of kids start smoking each year as a direct result of seeing cigarettes featured in movies, videos, and in advertising. The Dow up 89 points today. The Nasdaq gained 35. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
NASA announces ambitious plans to return to the moon and stay there. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the story.
NASA hopes to return to the moon by 2020, and not just for short trips.
We're going to go after a lunar base.
Exploration chief and former astronaut Scott Horowitz says the first missions will be just for a few days. They'll evolve into a permanent presence. He says the North and South Pole seem to be the most interesting spots for a lunar base.
Because of continual sunlight, because of the ability to maybe get after materials on the moon.
Like hydrogen and oxygen. The agency is hoping for international and commercial interest for the pay-as-you-go exploration program. Peter King, CBS News.
James Everett officials say literally nickel and dime the University of Tennessee out of $20,000. Everett worked at the university for 19 years, emptying coins from vending and copying machines. Recently, officials started wondering where all the money went. They questioned Everett and then fired him. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of the Monday edition of Enid Live as we kick into high holiday gear. Did you try shopping over the weekend? Oh my God. You cannot. They should have valet parking in all the, big shopping centers and stuff because it's just a madhouse. It is probably going to get a lot worse. And the shopping has been, if you're looking at the business pages, which I always think is a great indicator of something, but I'm never sure what. It looks like the spending so far, at least on Black Friday, was moderate. People are more cautious this year. I want to ask you if, because of what's going on, Paul Krugman, for one, is looking at the next year, and he thinks the economic indicators are such that it means some big thing is going to happen. And you can interpret it a number of ways, and he thinks it's not going to be a good thing. He thinks next year is going to be very tough economically, maybe tough in terms of having a job, in terms of the job market, in terms of the economy. He thinks there's going to be a recession. I don't know if he's positing inflation as well, but he thinks it's going to be really tough next year. And I'm wondering if you're thinking that too. Are you going to be more cautious this year in your shopping habits so far? And the tale is not yet told, because people start out a little bit cautious, and then they and then I think we all go full tilt. Somewhere along the line, we just lose it, and we go full tilt. And then it takes a really long time to recover afterward before the bills come in. You're still sort of in high shopping mode, I think. I can remember years like that, but you may have a different take on it. And let me give you the numbers, 349-1320, always toll-free. If you have never called us before, please think about doing it. We love hearing new voices. We love the enrichment of the conversation that a new voice brings and a take on what's going on. And I'll tell you where we have been in just a moment. If you're outside the area code, always toll-free again, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Remember, Enid Live airs Monday through Fridays from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and I hope that you're going to all be great ambassadors for Enid Live and for AM 1320 and for Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort and all that we do here, and let everybody know that we're here. Still a lot of people who don't know that we are here, and if you want us to stay, that will be a great way of doing it. So I always say tell 3 to 5 people every day, but I'm going to change it. You have to tell 4 people every day. Four. You don't even know them. Just, you know, you're in the checkout line, and it's a really long line, or you're waiting in a long line at C's or someplace. You know, you're at the mall, and the lines are really, really long. You're at the Gap. They're really, really were long yesterday at the Gap, and at C's, too. And you can just say something. It's easy to talk to 4 people. Just tell them, you know. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by my old friend Brian Copeland in the 4 o'clock hour. He is an award-winning writer. He's a stand-up comic. He's an actor. He's a talk host in San Francisco, and he's an author of a new book called Not a Genuine Black Man. And it has also been the basis of the longest-running one-man show in San Francisco history, or at least in the most immediate history. Wednesday, we're going to be joined by Daniel Golden. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal is one of the best-written newspapers in the country, and even though its editorial pages are so far right that they fall into the muck routinely, but the newspaper itself is a really good newspaper. The book he has written, The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges and Who Gets Left Outside the Gates. Well, in case you always wondered about that, he is telling us where we have been. If you are just joining us, you've just been incarcerated all day long in your office and you haven't heard anything about Enid Live, then I'll tell you some of the places we have been. We started out with Schwartzy, who's got his hand out, going to all the top corporations, Chevron, PG&E, and so on, trying to schnorr more money for his inauguration. And he can do it because he signed legislation into effect that allows him to do it. So he wants to keep riding on private jets. He wants this really imperial kind of an inaugural. And I don't know if it's really tasteful to do that, to tell you the truth, and to go to these big corporations with your hand out to do it. Even though I'm sure it's routinely done, I think it leaves me with a bad odor. Mark Leno, who is an assemblyman, is now head of a powerful committee, I think appropriations, because one of the things he did is he contributed $400,000 to things that Fabian Nunez, causes that were dear to Fabian Nunez's heart. And so he is in a very powerful position. He is gay, openly gay, and he wants to bring back gay marriage. It survived, narrowly passed the legislature. God, I couldn't think of it there for a second. And but Schwartzy vetoed it. So is he going to veto it again, even though he's termed out as governor? We think he's got his sights, that Schwartzy's got his sights set on maybe Barbara Boxer's seat in 2010, and then how will that look if he was in favor of gay marriage? So he'll probably veto it again, maybe. using the same grounds. And Carol Migden, who's also an openly gay member of the Ledge, she wants to expand a domestic partnership so that it covers heterosexual couples who are not married. So she wants to make it a more family-friendly situation for people. We're also talking in the last hour about Iraq. If you watch the Sunday shows, it was Iraq, all the time. You had representatives from the administration with their talking points. And even Russert had had enough, and he came back hard at Stephen Hadley, who is one of Condoleezza Rice's advisors, and or has been one of her advisors, and carrying water for the administration. And he slammed back hard, which means that Dickey is even more of a lame duck than he was, because these people were so cautious. Their careers came first, and they never even deigned to be critical of the president. We're talking about, for example, Newsweek magazine cover story, Iraq study, will Bush listen to advice? And that's the big question. Is he going to listen to advice about Iraq? Everybody thinks he's in over his head. Everybody thinks he's out of it. Everybody thinks they don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do. And people who have a few good ideas, the question is Bush going to listen to anybody? And Frank Rich, writing in the New York Times, is talking about Iraq, calling it Vietnam on speed. And he says, we're really reading the wrong Bob Woodward book. What we ought to be reading is The Final Days, the Woodward Bernstein account of Richard Nixon talking to the portraits on the White House walls while Watergate demolished his presidency. He thinks that Dickey is completely untethered from reality. It's not that he can't handle the truth about Iraq. It's just that he doesn't know what the truth is. They're talking about Al-Qaeda being what's the problem in Iraq. Even the military spokesman on the scene, Major General William Caldwell, called Al-Qaeda extremely disorganized in Iraq. And he added that I would question at this point how effective they are at all, the state level. Military intelligence estimates that Al-Qaeda makes up only 2% to 3% of the enemy forces in Iraq. According to Jim Mikuláševsky of NBC News, the bottom line, America has a commander-in-chief who can't even identify some 97% to 98% of the combatants in a war that has gone on longer than our involvement in World War II. What are your thoughts about this? And then videotape that just surfaces, Jose Padilla, who has been uncharged. He's been in prison since, I don't know, about several years now. To go down the hall for a root canal, he is manacled. First his feet come out, and then they shackle him. Somebody stands on one of his feet, and they manacle his feet. And then out of another opening, his hands come out. And then they put things in his ear so he can't hear anything, earphones. And then they have blackout goggles on his eyes. And his manacled hands are fastened to a metal belt. And people in full riot gear, camouflage, march him down the hall to where his root canal is scheduled. I mean, is this the United States of America or what? This is just amazing. And he hadn't been charged at that point with anything. They thought he was that he was accused of plotting a dirty bomb attack, but he is. I'm speechless. 349-1320. And then here's the latest. The Bush administration plans to brighten up the holidays by distributing hundreds of colorful wanted terrorist posters to U.S. airports around the country. More than 500 posters. Now, here they've got all these machines, these X-ray machines that they're going to show everything about you, and not to mention that you're getting doses of X-rays, particularly if you're a frequent flyer. So they have as much clue of stopping terrorism in airplanes as they do of what to do in Iraq. So here's what the Bush administration is now doing. To brighten up the holidays, they're going to distribute hundreds of colorful, wanted terrorist posters to U.S. airports across the country. More than 500 posters are on their way to major airports in New York, Houston, Kansas City, Newark, even Sacramento and Washington, D.C., says the State Department press release. Smaller airports across the country are also requesting posters, including those in Guam, Fairbanks, several cities in the Hawaiian Islands, Dayton, Myrtle Beach, Little Rock, San Antonio, and the big city of Londonderry, New Hampshire. The posters, intended to increase travelers' awareness of wanted terrorists, features 26 faces of global terrorism on a bright red background with a mound of $50 bills at the bottom. Al-Qaeda leaders Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri are featured at the top of the poster. You know, I don't think we're going to see them in New York or in Houston anytime soon, those two. I think we know where they are. We think they're near Pakistan, in Pakistan, in those tribal lands. They're in Afghanistan, the place where we almost had them, and then we left because we thought Iraq was more important. So at the head of the list are Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and the most recent addition to the Rewards for Justice program, American-born terrorist Adam Gadan. He's from California, the release says. Rewards average about $5 million, with offers of $25 million for bin Laden or other al-Qaeda leaders. The program has paid out $62 million so far to more than 40 people. So maybe they only got about $1 million bucks a piece or so. $62 million to 40 people. If you could bring in Osama bin Laden, you'll have a really nice payout this Christmas. What are your thoughts about this? This administration is completely devoid of reality. 349-1320. It's sort of the Katrina approach to everything. 866-626-1320. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, there. Thought I'd maybe give you guys, and also the listeners, some of the logical appeal about economic policy. For one thing is that, you know, a lot of people realize that this country, what, 1% or 1.5% of the richest people that control almost 50% of country wealth, where the middle class really cover everybody. So what it is that how is the Republican able to get people to, you know, to vote for them and then, you know, putting policy to, you know, get the...
They get people to vote for them in whose best interests it is not. It's not in their best interest for a lot of working people to vote for Republicans. And how they do it is they are brilliant with using fear to manipulate people. And I think also a lot of people who are working people think that the Republican Party is a little bit more country club than the Democratic Party.
Right. One of the things I want to tell everybody is that, you know, why would we want to give money to the rich, you know, when they could buy Ferrari, which is made in foreign country, you know, compared to, you know, if you give the middle class the tax cut, they might buy U.S. product. And then, you know, so we keep our job over here.
I'll tell you who really uses the money when you give them a tax cut is people who are in the lower classes. Because they need every penny that they get, so they immediately spend it. That is more likely, there is likely to happen. But you're right, middle class as well. John, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. All right. Well, on the topic of economics, then let me add this to the conversation. Faced with public demonstrations of discontent by its employees, Walmart has developed. You have to listen to this to believe it, has developed a wide-ranging new program intended to show that it appreciates its 1.3 million workers in the U.S. and is encouraging them to air their grievances. Now, remember, Walmart has been sued by people who say that they have worked overtime and Walmart doesn't pay them for it. Walmart is trying to cut health benefits. They make it harder for you if you want health benefits, not to mention squeezing suppliers out of every last penny they can. And who knows, a six-year-old could be making some of the products that you buy in a place like that. I don't really know, but that has been a question mark. As part of the effort, here's what's going to happen. In order to show Walmart to show that it appreciates its 1.3 million workers in the U.S. and is encouraging them to air their grievances and doesn't want any kind of legal trouble from them, as part of this effort, Walmart managers at 4,000 stores are going to meet with 10 rank-and-file workers every week, and they're going to extend an additional 10% discount on one single item during the holidays to all employees beyond the normal munificent 10% employee discount. Can I give you that again? To show how much Walmart appreciates its employees, its managers at 4,000 stores are going to meet with 10 rank and file workers every week and extend an additional big 10% discount on one single item during the holidays to all of its employees beyond the normal 10% employee discount. Now, how generous is that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think that's the cheesiest, most embarrassing story I have seen in a long time. The program, which is designed, described in an internal company document, was created during a volatile 6 months period starting when the company instituted a set of sweeping changes in how it managed its workers. Over that time, Walmart has sought to create a cheaper, more flexible labor force by capping wages, using more part-time employees, scheduling more workers at nights and weekends, and cracking down on unexcused days off. So in every way, they're going to try and squeeze everything they can out of their employees. The policies angered many longtime employees who complained that the changes would reduce their pay and disrupt their families' lives. Workers even staged small rallies in various states, the only such protests in recent memory. So in order to counter this and to create its goodwill with employees, Walmart's managers at the 4,000 stores are going to meet with 10 rank-and-file workers every week and promptly dismiss all their concerns in the wastebasket by pretending to be ever so interested in what they have to say. And Walmart thinks that if they extend their 10% discount, if you're an employee, I guess you already get a 10% discount, which doesn't strike me as it doesn't, you know, barely pays the tax. It's barely the tax. Well, a little bit over the tax. 10% discount you get, you'll get another 10% on any one, just one, not across the board, but just one single item during the holidays. Oh, they are so generous. I just don't even know where to begin. 349-1320. Don't you wish you worked for an outfit like that? Well, maybe you do. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. On this Monday, it certainly is feeling like it at 522. We have quite a few accidents. 160 at Steamboat Slough. And I found out this morning exactly how to say that. There is a road closure. The bridge is actually inoperable, so you might want to stay clear of that. And it looks like we have a two-car crash just above it, probably not seeing that there's cones there. So be careful. It's really, really unsafe over there right now. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Watt Avenue. Howe Avenue at Arden Way, there's a two-car crash slowing things down. And Hood and Franklin Road to southbound I-5, or two-car crash is stopping traffic over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
In the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Yeah!
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, well, I don't think you could. I don't think you could define Walmart as Santa. I mean, they want to give you, in order to stave off trouble from their employees who are disgruntled because they're squeezing them, they want to give their employees a little additional. They already get a 10% discount. What do you usually get in retail if you work at a place like Macy's or Nordy? Don't you get more than 10%? So Walmart only gives you 10%, but because they really want to show how much they appreciate their employees, they're going to give them another 10% on only one item. Through the whole holidays, you can have another 10%, but it has to be on just one single item throughout the holidays. Oh my God, it's so depressing. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Toby in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Toby.
Hi. I wanted to actually make a comment about the art issue that you talked about earlier in the show about Mark Leno bringing back the same-sex marriage bill and whether or not Schwarzenegger would sign that.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think that it could go either way about whether or not he'd sign it, and I think one of the things that we liberals have a tendency to do is I think that we play to the other side by saying, you know, oh, no, he'd never sign that if he wants to get elected. By doing that, we're reinforcing this belief that people won't vote for somebody who supports civil rights of GLBT Americans, and that's just not true.
Well, I don't think he's listening to Enid Live. If he were, he'd be sending me his invitation to the inauguration that he's snoring all this money to support from Chevron and PG&E and everybody else. They're looking at the equation, and they have people polling all the time, and they're very highly attuned to what they can. I think personally, he probably wouldn't have a problem with it. That would be my guess, coming out of Hollywood.
No,
but he's doing what's politically expedient. And what he used for cover the last time was Prop 22, I think, that marriage has to be defined between a man and a woman.
And also he used this back-and-forth argument that politicians keep using, saying that it shouldn't be the legislature deciding, it should be the judges. But then when marriage passed in Massachusetts, they said, oh, no, those
activist judges.
Turning around and saying the judges should do it. So, you know, I really think that we're probably going to win the court case this year in 2007, and we're going to get equal marriage rights in California based on the Roe v. Lockyer case in 2007 that's going up to the California Supreme Court. But whether we do or not, I do believe that this bill of Mark's is going to pass the legislature again, and I think, you know, we've really got a 50-50 shot at whether Schwarzenegger will sign.
Well, then I think what everybody's got to do then, if you want this thing to pass, then it should pass, because in the event that some, you know, if your partner conks out, you ought to be able to get the same benefits as anybody else. You ought to be able to get the Social Security payments. You ought to be able to make decisions in the hospital for your partner. You know, all that stuff, all the stuff that everybody has. I am in agreement with you, but what you've got to do is you've got to create a climate for it. You've got to start doing the PR for it now. And you do it in small groups. You know, if you look at the history of stuff that was tough to get past and the brilliant people who are able to make it happen, I think that's probably this is probably an MO of how that happens. So you don't just lobby for it when it's time for Schwartzy to sign it. You've got to do all this groundwork in advance.
And you lobby for it all the time, because the polls keep showing that it's moving in the direction of more and more and more people actually supporting the equal rights.
Well, somebody call. I would love to have somebody call in who's good at this sort of thing, whether it's the PR part of it or the lobbying part of it, or how you convert public opinion, how you do this, what you would do, you know, if you were making out the ideal program for it. How would you do it so that the opinions shifts so that it's strong enough for Schwartzy not to veto it?
Well, I'm actually sort of involved in that. I'm a volunteer with the organization Equality California, and my wife is actually their Northern California field organizer. So this is going on, you know, right out of my backyard. And there is a big effort, especially this year. We've been doing it all along, but now that the elections are over, we're doing a big push for public opinion.
And how are you doing it?
I think is to keep saying we do have a chance, and there are people who support us, and more people support us. And the single thing that determines whether or not somebody is going to be supportive of this issue is whether they know somebody who's gay or lesbian. And if they know somebody...
Well, if that's the measure, I mean, Schwartzy had Susan Kennedy as his chief of staff, and he comes out of Hollywood. If he doesn't know anybody who's gay or lesbian, he has had to have been living under a rock all these years. So we know he does. And if that's a barometer, but if you were, so give me the MO of what you're going to be doing. How are you going to make this happen?
Well, we're doing phone campaigns, and I shouldn't say we. I'm a volunteer, and there's people who, you know, and maybe somebody who's listening is actually one of the people who works for the organization. Like I said, my wife works for the organization, but I know.
Are you her wife also?
There's door-to-door canvassing. There's volunteers. We go out to fairs, and, you know, and not just things like the Pride festivals, but we go out there to, you know, public events. Actually, there's an event going on. Somewhat related, this coming Saturday, the 9th of December, from 10 to 2 at the Rockland campus, the Roseville campus of Sierra College, an event called Building Our Family.
Okay.
And it's for GLBT families and people who are starting their families about adoption and fostering and just sort of getting the public awareness out there.
All right, I'm gonna see how people respond to what you're saying, Toby. But let me ask you, if your partner is your wife, are you also her wife?
Yes, I'm her wife. She's my wife.
Okay.
We're wives.
We're all wives. Okay. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. How do you feel about what Toby had to say? And if you are one of our conservative and highly Republican listeners, are you put off by the idea of gay marriage, or are you in favor of it? Maybe it isn't the state's business to decide. More stability, the better, is what I think. Henry and Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Henry.
Yes, pretty good. Enid, I'm a long-time listener, and I love you a lot. I listen to you very often. I have
Thank you.
Question for everybody who's listening. Say the you know, gay marriage gets approved, and, you know, we get entitled to the same benefits because we can able to get married. Now, my question is this. Am I entitled to the same benefits as anybody else who's married to an illegal alien? Can I bring the person inside the country?
No, why would you be able to do that? Well, like a green card situation? You mean if gay marriage were to pass?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, well, that's I would think that it would confer the same rights and privileges as straight marriage. So whatever the laws are regarding straight marriage, that if it passed, gay marriage would have the same rights and privileges.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that was my question. I mean, you shed some light, so now it's something to think about because, hey, if Arnold approves this measure, well, are we going to be able to go to the federal building over there and request our partners? What's going to be the deal?
Request what?
Request our partners. Say you have a partner and he's an illegal. I mean, are you going to be able to request the person so they can stay here in the States legally? What's going to be the issue?
Well, whatever the law is regarding straight marriages is what it's going to be. So if they're illegal, then they're probably going to be shipped back. But if you're married to somebody who you hope to make a citizen, there's a whole procedure for it. I think that's probably the answer, Henry. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Gwyneth Paltrow is in the soup. She is, oh, and also Hillary. I have to just, one of the things we've been talking about is Hillary. She's making all this noise about setting up meetings to see about the viability of a presidential candidacy. She's got the money. She ranks high in the polls. Is she electable? 349-1320, 866-620-1320. I don't know that she is. I don't think so right now. Even though I'd vote for her, I like her. And I do like Barack Obama. I think she probably would be very good, but she's a lightning rod. A lot of people love her, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people hate her, particularly men, particularly Republican conservative men can't stand her, and a lot of women don't like her either. So the question is she electable? And if she does get the Democratic nomination, you know, everybody's going to have to vote for her. Otherwise, you have a Republican, you have a dope like John McCain. I used to really like him a lot more, but more and more I have less and less respect for him. All right, Gwyneth Paltrow is in the soup. She's deeply upset over stories claiming that she made anti-American remarks. What she said is that people. It's better conversation in England. She says the British are much more intelligent and civilized than the Americans. She says I'm living in England half the time because I'm married to an English guy. It's not like I've left America. And also, her mother is English as well. But she said it's better conversation. In the U.S., people don't really have great conversations, but they care about conversations more in England. You know, I think she's probably right about that. What has been your best conversation with anybody? You know, you're forced to listen to Enid Live to get a good conversation these days. I'm not kidding. Where are we having, and I love my friends dearly, and we do have pretty good conversations a lot of the time. But a lot of the time, it's just same old, same old. A lot of the time, it's, you know, catching up on gossip. It's not that civilized, great political debate, even not political, even about just anything, about the changes in society, about how life has changed. She said that the British are much more civilized and intelligent. Well, they read, for one thing. She said, I love the English lifestyle. It's not as capitalistic as America. People don't talk about work and money. They talk about interesting things at dinner. I think she's kind of right about that. There was a time when if you were invited to dinner, to a dinner party, your job was to be an interesting guest and to talk about interesting things and so that everybody had an interesting time. And I don't know that anybody really bothers that much anymore. 3-4 You think about the last time you had a really interesting conversation besides on Enid Live. You tell me about that. I want to hear what people are really talking about. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Bo. Tonight we're going to see right around 33 highs coming up tomorrow, 61, and on through the week, actually. I think Friday is going to do some showers, low, 57 degrees. We're going to see lows that night, right around 32. Our traffic coming up, Cap City Freeway, northbound at N Street. We have a two-car crash. Watt Avenue and at Myrtle, expect slow traffic there due to a two- and three-car crash. Control way to Stretch Road, there's a hit and run there. And Latrobe Road at Town Center, the three-car crash and stopping things down on in to Placerville and back through Sacramento. Low Lane and Howe Avenue and Arden Way, we have a two-car crash. And the 160 at Steamboat Slough, there's a road closure there. Also, the bridge is inoperable. You might want to stay clear of that. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Mass
massive, massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that about tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
On the run-up to the holiday edition Monday of Enid Live. Well, Monday's always a hard day, isn't it? Some people get anxious on Sunday night, sort of like a school day is coming again. You can join the conversation, 349-1320. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. It's always toll-free to participate in this vibrant conversation that Gwyneth Paltrow says we're not having in this country anymore at dinner, which we're not. When you go to dinner, what do people talk about? Mortgage rates, if their house isn't selling. What are they talking about? Bargain that they got? What are people talking about? Here, she says, people talk about work and money. But in England, they talk about interesting things at dinner. Is she right? And if that's true, you can always come over here and talk about interesting things at dinner or on your drive home or on your way to dinner, because we are here from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. And now she's getting into the soup. People are bent out of shape. Well, probably conservative talk hosts, I'll bet. Excuse me, they're trying to Dixie Chick her. That's what they're trying to do, but she's not wrong. You may disagree, but she is not wrong. And we've been talking also about gay marriage. Mark Leno is reintroducing laws that would make gay marriage legal in the state of California. We're talking about the administration and it doesn't know what to do when it comes to Iraq, and everybody's speculating whether Dickie will take anybody's advice. You know, listen, he's communicating with the gods through his molars. That's what he's doing, and I don't think his molars are working either. Mike in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make a comment about the Gwyneth Paltrow thing.
Yes.
The art of small talk has been lost in this country for quite a while. That's why we have television shows like Friends.
You know, I think you're probably right. And what can we do to get it back, or is it too late now?
Oh, I don't know. I think it all starts with getting kids to read instead of looking at the television, I think. And I own a lot of books myself, but I'm probably a little guilty because I haven't colored in half of them yet.
So. Well, then you could join the president in that endeavor.
Exactly.
So what? So I mean, so, all right. So television has usurped the art of small talk, and to the extent that if you do go into a comedy club, and you know this is apropos of Kramer, and his rant, you go into a comedy club, pretty much the there's not a lot of comedy. Very rarely is there a lot of comedy. What you have is a lot of dropping of the F-bomb, but that's not funny, and we use it so often. I don't know why comedians even stoop to it in their routines. It's just sort of it adds a cadence, but it's not particularly funny, and often the material isn't funny either.
Yeah, it's, have you seen that thing on HBO that they've been airing about the aristocrats?
No, but I've been. You mean that movie? Are they airing that movie, The Aristocrats? The one that?
Yes, they are. They're airing it on HBO.
When are they airing it? Because I've only heard about it, and everybody says it's really vile. But I want to see for myself.
Well, it's offensive, and the reason it is it needs to be because it's making the point that we've gotten to a point in our culture now where we've taken off everything that could possibly be shocking so that nothing is shocking. You know, that's why we have the word extreme on Snickers candy bars. There's nothing extreme about a candy bar.
When is it going to air again on HBO? I actually have HBO.
But so let's talk on HBO 2 or something. I don't know. I just stumbled across it one night.
Oh, okay, because I've heard about it and I never did see it, but I've heard only vile things, so I have to. The goddess has got to check it out. Mike, thanks very much for the call. See, good conversation. Many of us are still capable of it, but there's almost no demand. It's like newspapers and books. So what's going to happen to us? Book sales are down. Newspaper circulation is down. Are we going to have to go to England to have a decent conversation, or maybe Canada? I don't know. Or Mexico, if we can learn Spanish well enough. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And is it unpatriotic of Gwyneth Paltrow, which I think is what the conservatives are saying, to make these comments? And now, guess what? She's got to protect her career. So what has she done? She's issued a sort of an apology in People magazine, talking about, let's see if I can find her apology here. It's, I have it somewhere where she didn't mean to insult Americans and she's getting all this criticism. You just can't say anything about this country because you know why? Because it's too true. That's why. And when it's too true, then everybody goes ballistic. And one of the other things we talked about last week is this cookie scent that they're spraying in bus shelters in San Francisco because it's the Milk Processing Board. They think that if they spray the scent of chocolate chip cookies in bus shelters, that you will immediately run home and get a glass of milk. I think what you're going to immediately do is run home and get a chocolate chip cookie. But that's another story. Well, there's a big protest about the cookie smell that they're going to be spraying in selected bus shelters. Because if you're homeless and you can't afford a cookie or you don't have a cookie, people think it's not fair. So here is one San Franciscan who believes it is infuriating to think of the hungry among us, many of whom frequent the bus shelters, being forced to sniff cookies they can't even afford to buy. Would you like to respond to that? This is one of the reasons why we love San Francisco. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So they were going to send bus shelters, certain bus shelters in San Francisco, they spray the scent of chocolate, just out of the oven, chocolate chip cookies. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you are confronted with a powerful scent like that, or even popcorn, it's really hard to keep your caloric brains about you because you just want to dive. It smells so good. It's one of the tips for selling homes where they tell you to put cinnamon and boil cinnamon in the kitchen so that it has a nice cinnamon smell and it smells homey when you walk in. Or sometimes if you're in an elevator and you smell a scent that you haven't smelled since childhood and it has the power to evoke these really powerful memories and bring you right back to where you were when you first smelled it when you were 6 years old or something. So scent is very powerful. And there are a lot of activists in the Bay Area who think it's not fair to spray bus shelters with the chocolate chip cookie scent, because there are a lot of homeless people and hungry people who hang out in bus shelters, and they would not be able to go get a chocolate chip cookie. And in any event, if you're the Milk Processing Board, got milk, remember that one, that campaign? I don't know if you're going to go home and get a glass of milk if you smell this smell, or whether you're just going to go home and eat a bat of chocolate chip cookies. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And one of the other things that we have been talking about, and now there's a movement afoot to do something about it, is the payday loan situation. It's a huge scandal that payday loans are such a huge business, and that they generate such a high rate of interest, and why they are legal in places like California, and particularly when we have seen a Nobel Prize given to somebody in a third world country who is able to provide microcredit to the poorest Americans, or to the poorest people in the world. You know, $50 loans, $100 loans, it would make a huge difference in their lives. And I think the same thing is possible in this country. And I think places like Seattle may have microcredit. For us, it's, you know, it's $200, $300, $400. But what happens is people roll over the loans, people have jobs, and then they wind up paying 400% interest. I mean, this is so astronomical. The payday loan industry took $4.2 billion out of consumer pockets in 2005 because states have not done enough to restrict high interest loans and practices that trap people in financial quicksand. States need to do more to limit interest rates and fees caused when people repeatedly refinance because they don't have the cash to repay these small loans. 349-1320, Ron in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ron.
How you doing, Enid? I was calling to actually support Gwyneth because it is kind of true. Because even in America, you know, when we greet people, we say, how you doing? We never say, how are you? We always ask, how you doing? So that just triggers the mortgage conversation right off the bat.
A mortgage conversation. Wait, and also it's what do you do? Everybody wants to know what you do.
Exactly. What do you do?
And my answer was as little as possible, but that only pissed people off when I said it. Ron, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Lows tonight right around 33. We're going to see highs tomorrow around 61. Some rain coming on Thursday and Friday. Now, our traffic, it looks northbound Cap City Freeway just north of Auburn Boulevard. We have a two-car crash. Eastbound 90 just west of Douglas Boulevard. Eastbound 50 just west of northbound I-5. Northbound 99 just north of Mack Road. In fact, northbound 99, Mack Road, Calvine, and coming back up Cap City Freeway by Arden Way. Northbound Cap City Freeway at N Streets and J Streets. All two- and three-car crashes just slowing things down. I'd love to get someone's take on that, though. You should give me a call and see how thick it really is. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, as we go about our lives and getting into holiday mode, we're talking about a lot of different things. A real flea market of ideas today, and microcredit is one of them. And let's head over to the phones very quickly. And Frank in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick comment about something you were saying about payday loan thing and the microcredit. I think that they're sort of used for two different things. Like the microcredit stuff is used in dollar-a-day economies to actually...
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Exactly what happened to them and how they survived all this time is not yet clear, but there's some good news about the San Francisco family missing in the Pacific Northwest since a few days after Thanksgiving. CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman has the story.
Three out of four members of the James Kim family were found in a remote area of southern Oregon. Kim's wife and two daughters, ages 4 and 7 months, were rescued by a helicopter crew. Josephine County Undersheriff Brian Anderson.
A helicopter from Carson observed a female in the middle of the road waving an umbrella. Helicopter landed. We confirmed that it is Mrs. Kim and the two children.
The husband remains missing. Police say he set out on foot 2 days ago in search of help. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Tough questioning today by members of the Supreme Court as they heard arguments on affirmative action. At issue, policies in Seattle and in Jefferson County, Kentucky, that aim to maintain racial balances in the schools.
I'm Heather Bosch in Seattle, where, according to the folks I talked to, the high court might have its work cut out for it.
Use race?
I don't know.
Tough one?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think there's pros and cons to it.
Patrice Bao, an African-American woman, says she benefited from a policy that helped her get into a certain Seattle high school years ago. But she adds,
I just think to start kids out with using race as a determining factor for anything is just not a good start.
Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
President Bush expanded his outreach program today, meeting at the White House with one of Iraq's leading Shiite politicians, Abdul Aziz al-Hakim.
Hakim heads Iraq's largest Shiite party, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. The administration had previously disregarded the group, but in an effort to cover all the bases in Iraq's volatile political scene, the president's reaching out to all factions. Next month, he will meet with a top Sunni leader.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. What did they talk about?
I told him that we're not satisfied with the pace of progress in Iraq, and that we want to continue to work with the sovereign government of Iraq to accomplish our mutual objectives.
Al-Hakim, speaking at the U.S. Institute for Peace, said U.S.-led forces need to fight harder against insurgents and Sunni extremists. Just weeks before Christmas, and there's a new wildfire in Ventura County, California. CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes is covering.
It's highly unusual to have a fire like this in December. You know, we're pretty far out of fire season, so residents probably did not expect this. Five homes have been burned, but many of them have been saved, and of course, they attribute that to the fine work of the firefighters out
here. Fire has burned nearly 10,000 acres so far. The Dow up 89 points, closing at 12,283. The NASDAQ gained 35 points today. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen, but more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's going to Kohl's Half Price Sale, which is this Wednesday only. Laura, tell us what to look for.
I'm in love with these furry knits. Check out the sweaters in super flattering colors, then head straight over to hats with matching scarves and mittens. Awesome gift, but you'll want a set too. This is the season to add texture everywhere, even to your sofa. Wait till you feel these super plush throw pillows.
You'll want to go all out at Kohl's Half Price Sale this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's, expect great things.
The outgoing Congress is rapidly winding down, and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says we shouldn't expect much work to be done until the new Congress reconvenes next year.
Demoralized Republicans are planning to wrap up their lame duck session of Congress this week without passing the spending bills to fund veterans' benefits, education, or most other government programs. Instead, they'll pass a temporary funding measure of the kind in place since October and let the Democrats worry about trying to fix the budget after they take over in January. With defeated Republicans already kicked out of their offices, about the only other thing likely to get done this week is Senate confirmation of Robert Gates to be the new defense secretary. Leaders in both parties are anxious to replace Donald Rumsfeld. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Senate Armed Services Committee takes up the Gates nomination tomorrow, and Chairman John Warner predicts it could go to the full Senate for a vote as early as Wednesday. U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who couldn't win Senate confirmation, will step down when his recess appointment expires. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Tomorrow, Brian Copeland will be joining us, and he's an old friend of mine and an old colleague. If you don't know him, you should. He is an award-winning writer and a stand-up comic and an actor whose one-man show is the longest-running, has been the longest-running in San Francisco, based on his book called Not a Genuine Black Man. And he's also a talk host in San Francisco at the big station where I got started. And so I think probably there are a lot of Brian Copeland fans in the audience. And on Wednesday, in 4 o'clock hour as well, Daniel Golden will be joining us, the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal. His new book, The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges and Who Gets Left Outside the Gates. So that level playing field, I don't know about that. We'll find out more on Wednesday at 4. Tomorrow, Brian Copeland at 4 as well. And right now, at 6:06, you can join the conversation. It's always toll-free if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. If you're not, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You're sitting in your car. You're contemplating the universe in traffic at the same time. You've had a tough day, Pookie, and here I am to solve all of your problems. Well, maybe not. We've been a lot of places today. We've been discussing the sorry state of conversation. Let me just add to the conversation, and we ended the last hour on payday loans, which have pumped in terms of interest $4.2 billion out of your pocket and into the pockets of the payday loan operators. And there is now a renewed effort to control excessive cost of payday loans. And we're talking here like a $300, $400 loan, kind of a bridge loan. One of you took exception, shouldn't be called microcredit. But I think in some ways it's equivalent. So here you are, you don't have enough quite. You have a job, but you need a few hundred bucks to tide you over. And then if you can't pay off the loan at the next payday, you roll it over, and you could wind up paying 400% interest. I mean, it is so horrible. And I'm sure the financial industry that benefits from it has spent big bucks lobbying on its behalf. And I think we ought to do something about it because I think it's really immoral. And I bring this up because we are in the season of the year where, you know, where we can gain weight and where we can lose a lot of money because we're going to get into the shop. We're going to get the shopping bug, I think. Now, so far, what's being reported in the financial press is that consumers are approaching the holidays cautiously. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to ramp up as we get closer and closer and whirl right out of control. But looking at the numbers that have come in for Black Friday and for Cyber Monday, people are being cautious this year. And I want to ask you what you're planning this year, whether you're going to try. You know, we all say, oh, well, I'm going to try not to gain weight. I'm going to try to exercise, and I'm going to try to be cautious. And then, you know, that flies out the window at a certain point sometimes. But I usually close out the broadcast with do something generous. I'm always urging us because we're really, you know, think about it. We're all connected some way or another. Lewis Thomas, the National Book Award winning writer who was also a physician and who headed up Sloan Kettering in New York, a very fancy hospital, believed that we were all part of some large, that we were all specialized parts of some large and vast organism. I want to tell you this, as you're sitting in traffic and you're going to flip off somebody who cut in front of you, think about the fact that there are only, and then DNA research tells us there are only about 16 Eves, maybe only 10. We're all descended from the same 16 Eves, and who knows how many Adams there were. and so think about the fact that we're probably somewhere, if you go back far enough, we're all kind of related to each other, and it's nice when you do something generous. Now, there is a phrase that has been that we've all heard, which is no good deed goes unpunished. So wiser people than we have originated that phrase, and that happens when you do something really kind and generous for somebody, and all they do is flip you off as a thank you. Or they do something even worse. They stick you in the, they stick a knife in your heart. Or they stick you in the front because it's too much trouble to stab you in the back. Or, you know, but you're doing it. You want to help somebody else, but also it makes you really feel good to do it. And I think this time of the year, when we think about the presents that we are contemplating, I would like to know, first of all, what unique gifts you have given that really were lasting. It wasn't only the thing that you bought. People, you know, was it a year's worth of taking an elderly person to the grocery store? Was it a 6 months worth of babysitting services to a young couple that are on tight budget and there's not a lot of money for babysitters? I mean, what are some of the creative gifts you have given? And in what way do you plan to be generous this holiday season? Are you just to friends and family? Are you planning to be Scrooge-like and decide not? You know, because there's a big pressure to give gifts when you don't want to do it. A lot of people don't, you know, and you don't know what to give. What do you give to the hairdresser? How much are you supposed to tip? If you live in New York, what do you give to the doorman? Well, I think there's established protocol for that. What do you do for the manager of your building? Anything? Do you do anything for the dentist? Or like cookies, which will only increase his practice? I mean, what do you do for people? And what are some of the ways in which you can contribute? Do you go to a soup kitchen? Do you do something for the homeless on the holidays? Are you planning it? Are you thinking about it? 1 year, Moi, your goddess, worked at St. Anthony's in the city, in San Francisco. And it's gotten to be such a thing that there was becoming a traffic jam of people who forgot about working at St. Anthony's all the rest of the year, and they wanted to come in for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and for the holidays. So they had to really reschedule. You know, they had to really schedule everybody. And I think probably the rest of the year, they don't get as many people wanting to volunteer. And it was a very interesting experience, and I would say sobering for me, because I was expecting to be, you know, somebody who did good, and I got there, and it wasn't an easy place to be. It's been a while. People coming in, the kind of people you see coming through the lines, people are having conversations with other people who simply do not exist, you know, so people who have mental issues and people who have physical issues, and then the food they serve, you're not quite sure what it is. It was, on the day that I worked, it was white and it was orange and there were a couple of other colors and some of it was all mashed together and there was, some of it's donated, and I remember on the dessert line, there were strudel in it, and it had all been mashed together. It all had been somehow frozen together, so it was hard to separate. And one man came through the line, and he wanted a big strudel. He really probably had a big Sugar Jones. And the woman who ran the place, she said, you take what you take what you get. You know, she barked at him. Now, I don't know if she's had problems with him before. I didn't know, but I thought that. And yet there's a great spirit there, and yet they do really good work there, and it's not what you are carrying around, an idealized version of what you're carrying around when you volunteer. And when it was all over, and I wrote about it, actually, and it was printed in, I should read it to you as we get closer to the holidays, if you can stand to listen. You know, the cameras always on Christmas and on Thanksgiving, they're always at St. Anthony's or places like St. Anthony's, showing the less fortunate trying to get the food down. They're never at the fanciest restaurants on Christmas, you know, places where the entrees are $75, in case those places exist here. I don't know that they do. And there's a story about that, by the way, too. Wall Street Journal had a story over the weekend that I was very interested to see, because Moi, your radio goddess here, has been trying to learn how to cook for the last 5,000 years with virtually no success. And anyway, I don't try that hard. But friends are in the food business, and I really are foodies, professional foodies. And I really appreciate good food. And I think a lot of times when you go to these hyped-up restaurants, they're overpriced, and some of the food is not that brilliant. Some of it is just kind of ordinary, and you're paying big prices, and you can walk out of there, too, hungry, because they're so tiny little portions. You can spend a fortune, and you want to pop into, what's the place I like? Not Burger King. What's the, the good one from Southern California that's great burgers, that's cheap. It's always been... I'll think of it. Suddenly, I can see it. It's all red and white, but I can't think of the name. Somebody will tell me what the name is. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So here we are. Here's the secret of a lot of cooks in these fancy high-end restaurants where you use the $75 entree. You know what they use? Gravy Master. Some of them are using Heinz ketchup, creamed corn out of a can, and all that other stuff. And maybe it tastes great, but I don't know. $75 for an entree, it's a lot. I say all of this because it's a very roundabout way of trying to find out what you're doing for the holidays that would be construed as generous. Well, besides are you entertaining for family and friends? And I would also like to know, what you're planning in the way of gifts that are unique? Anything that you can share with us? Maybe you'll give us some ideas of how we might proceed and think about generosity in a different way. I mean, do you go to Loaves and Fishes? Are you volunteering? Or Weave, are you doing something? Are you writing a check? Are you doing some hands-on stuff? Are you donating things for somebody who's elderly or alone? Are you inviting that person to share a meal? Or are you bringing over something for somebody who can't get out? Are you volunteering to run errands for somebody who's incapacitated? Give us some ideas as to how we might think of being more generous this holiday season. How we could really participate in the high octave part of the holiday, if we can, you know, get away from all the parties long enough to think about it and all that's expected of us, because it's a wonderful time of year, it's a magical time of year, but it's also a pressured time of year when people are expected. And I'm going to tell you something, you listen to your goddess here. You go to an office party and you get loaded, you're nuts. You're really nuts. I have friends telling me the worst office party stories. Don't do it if you want to keep your job. Don't do it, because you are going to wake up in the morning and you're not going to remember what you said, or if you do remember it, you're going to feel even worse. So think about what I'm telling you. 349-1320 866-626-1320. Any creative ideas, something that you've done that might be a scrapbook of pictures. And sometimes you can be really, really creative when you have lots of restrictions. That is to say, maybe you don't have much of a budget for a gift, but it's a heartfelt, those kinds of gifts. The heartfelt gift that somebody has made is really wonderful gifts. We really love those. And so I'm just wondering if you have some ideas about this and how you're going to be generous, what some unique gift ideas are that might inspire the rest of us to do something outside the box. 349-1320, Marlena in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marlena.
Hi, Enid. Sorry, my phone was cutting out here.
Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you, several years ago, I had told my family that for Christmas, I really didn't want us to be spending money on buying things for each other that we really didn't need, that I was asking my family to do something for somebody else, and that the gift would be that you tell me about it, tell me about the experience. Well, that didn't seem to really set too well with my family, but they still exchange presents and everything, but I don't do it. But I've been doing, I try to do some volunteer work every holiday season. And as a matter of fact, tonight I'm on my way to take a bunch of donated items to my fitness gym. They're putting together care packages for the troops overseas. And I'm also going to do a couple of weekends of working at PetSmart, doing, it's called Santa Paws, where you can bring your pets in and have their picture taken with Santa Claus. And it's raising money for Happy Tails Pet Sanctuary.
Oh, how wonderful. The Paws That Refresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Santa Paws. That's good. I like that.
I've done before, like, gift wrapping at the bookstores, and the money that's donated by people having their gifts wrapped there go to a charity.
Okay. Well, those are really wonderful ways. And are you still doing gifts with the family, because the family still wants gifts?
No, I don't.
You don't? And do they give you gifts, or is it a sort of a truce where you're not giving them gifts and they're not giving you gifts?
Well, they still want to give something, and it's like, you guys, you know what? I have everything that I need, and I just really whether you do something for other people.
Well, I think you have a great spirit, Marlena, so these are great ideas. Any other ideas that you want to share with us?
I would just say, you know, just look around you. Everybody, there are so many chances out there to get out and volunteer, and it really is one of the best feelings in the world to do something for somebody else. So I would say, you know, check newspapers, check, you know, I saw at the gym they had a notice up there about putting together the care packages, so I sent out an email to everybody at work and said, if anybody else would like to donate something, let me know. I'll put it all together and take it over.
Well, I think these are great ideas, and I thank you very much. These are good. These are things for us to think about. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Joe and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Enid. I was thinking about what you were saying, and one of the things that my wife and I, we lived in Oakland for 30 years before moving here, and we would always go to the post office and read the letters that children send to Santa, and we both select one apiece, and we would actually buy the gifts and take them to the families.
Oh, really? So kids are doing that? Are these kids who are sort of in an underprivileged situation?
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. Is the post office still doing that?
I'm pretty sure they are, and I think most of the post office, they collect the letters, you know, that kids send to Santa, and I tended to find the one where an older brother or sister was writing for the younger ones, and those are the ones that touched me the most.
Did you ever hear, once you gave the gift, did you ever hear back? Did you ever get a
No, we never did.
You never did, but no. You had the good feeling of having given something to
right.
somebody.
Exactly.
But are they able to contact you? Do you write who you?
No, not at all.
Oh, so they can't even write you a thank you note.
No.
Okay. Joe, thanks very much. That's a
sure.
great suggestion. Does anybody else have suggestions? And remember now, the Secret Santa, the guy who is suffering from, sounds like a very severe form of cancer, but he's given away $1.3 million over the years. And until this year, he always guarded his identity. And when reporters covered him, part of the deal was they weren't supposed to say who he was. And I'll tell you who else was in favor of something like this. John Carroll, who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle, he's a columnist. And he called it the untied way. And he would take out 20, you know, he'd go to the ATM, and he'd come out with a fistful of $20 bills. And he'd give them away to people who look like they could use it. And also you have this Secret Santa, and I think he's more well-to-do than a columnist on a newspaper, and he's giving out $100 bills. And even though his treatment, he thinks he sort of needs the money because it's not covered by insurance, and it's costing something like $16,000 a month for all the meds and the treatments and so on that he's undergoing. But have you ever tried anything like that, or is it sort of a little embarrassing? Because I have to say, having lived in the Bay Area for a long time and living here too, you never know who the next zillionaire is under that torn T-shirt. I mean, people who are the richest sometimes look like they haven't got a dime. And it would be sort of embarrassing, but I would think that if you gave your $20 bill or your $5 bill or your $100 bill to somebody like that, they would pass it on, probably would have a good laugh about it. So ideas about how you can be productive this holiday season, and not limited maybe to the holiday, but maybe this is a good time to get your feet wet. And in doing so, maybe we can extend that to the rest of the year as well. Remember, we're all related to each other. The same 10 or 16 Eves were our moms. And, you know, maybe they like to shop too. Maybe some of them weren't speaking to each other. But we're probably all cousins a few zillion times removed. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
And Weather Together from the Left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. So, Enid, my daughter and I, every year we find we can only do it once because we cannot afford, you know what I'm saying? But we always go get a tree and we decorate it and we bring garland and we just find somebody and we go stick it on their doorstep. Every single year.
Really? Yeah. How do you know that somebody who could use the tree?
Well, you know what? You just look at it, or you just kind of scope it out, or you know someone that knows that person or whatever. You know what I mean? Like this year, we'll probably just drive around and look at someone. I mean, you know, if they're Jehovah's Witness or whatever, you know, we'll pitch hit it. I guess we'll pinch hit it, but they would then give it too, because I can't imagine them not giving it. You know, I've never missed though. It's always
great.
Been someone that really is Christmassy and wants to do that. So,
anonymously, did they thank you or no?
Oh no, anonymously. We set it down and run.
Oh, that's great. So you wake up and there's a tree right on your.
Yeah, we ring the doorbell and bail. So.
That's great.
Oh, I'm glad I got to the traffic. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Love Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at
349-1320. Oh, hi. How are you?
It's the most.
Don't wanna be an American idiot.
New rule. Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Traffic will definitely get to it. Westbound 50 just east of northbound Watt Avenue. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side slowing things down. Kiera Way of Morris Avenue. We have a hit and run. There are injuries involved. We have a couple of emergency vehicles over there on scene. And it looks like Good Franklin Road on route to south and I-5. We do have a two-car crash over there with injuries on that. Lows tonight right around 33. Highs coming up tomorrow, 61. We are at 57 at AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
I am Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, as we kick into higher gear in the run-up to the holiday, you can join the conversation. It's always toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And what we're talking about, since I close out every broadcast, and by the way, we're talking earlier about payday loans, and I'll get back to that in a moment. This is a time of a potentially wretched excess, and sometimes that can be great, and other times it just leaves you wanting more. And I close out every broadcast with do something generous, because I sometimes think we have to remind ourselves of it. I have to be reminded too, and I think we all do it from time to time, because it gets meaner out there. We get more and more narcissistic, and we get more and more greedy, and we get more and more selfish, and more the society endorses it. And there's something that happens to you when you are generous. It's just like a lot of stuff falls away, and I'm wondering what creative ideas do you have to share with us about how we can be more generous this holiday weekend, or this holiday coming up? Is it that we can volunteer somewhere? Is it that we can give something to some body who could use it? Is it some creative gift that you have given within your family or to others? I would love to hear from you. 349-1320. June in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, June.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome. We're delighted. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. What I wanted to tell you is someone asked about the post office a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And the post office on Royal Oaks has hundreds of letters. They never have enough people to take care of all of the needs. So if someone has a particularly generous heart and they feel like they can go by and maybe pick up one, or maybe pick up two letters, if a couple of them are relatively simple needs, and you can just really warm people's heart on Christmas, because Christmas without anything at all for the children is pretty rough.
Well, that's wonderful. So, the Royal Oaks Post Office.
All you have to do is go over to the Royal Oaks Post Office.
Okay, I see where it is. It's sort of when you're coming off Cap Cities, if you go that one the Cap City Freeway, Biz 80, when you head off at 160, I see it right there. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, even I know how to get there, and I have no sense of direction whatsoever. June, thanks for the suggestion, and thank you for calling us today. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. This is one of our favorite things.
And you do it every year?
Well, we try to do it every year. Sometimes I don't have as much time as I could, but we try to do something on that order every year.
June, thanks very much. It's an excellent suggestion. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Some suggestions, unique gifts that you have given also. Maybe put together a family scrapbook. Maybe you were strapped. You didn't have a whole lot of money, but you had a whole lot of imagination. And that's, too, something that's getting lost. Somehow we have to buy it. You know, there's shootings over PlayStations. PlayStation 3 or something? There are all these shootings that are going on when it comes to PlayStations, and people are dying, and people are standing in lines, and it isn't only just to put it on eBay and make lots and lots of money. We were talking earlier about payday loans, and the fees are estimated to be about $4.2 billion taken out of the pockets of the people who can least afford to have their pockets ripped off to the tune of $4.2 billion. These are people who are looking for loans in the $300-$400 neighborhood. One of the nation's top banking regulators is fed up with these payday loans. She has announced new efforts to develop alternatives to payday loans and other high-cost products, citing an astonishing gap in the cost of credit that is penalized disadvantaged borrowers. The comments came at a nonprofit consumer group issued a report saying that high fees and so-called payday loans, which are small loans to be repaid with the next paycheck, have cost consumers, as I said, $4.2 billion a year. The report by the Center for Responsible Lending found an average payday borrower paid, listen to this, this will break your heart, $793 for a $325 loan. Further, so remember when they were talking about mobsters and juice loans? I don't think they were ever as high as this. $793 is an average repayment for a $325 loan. I think people ought to think about setting up some kind of loan operations that compete with these payday things as long as they continue to be legal, where you can offer people a very decent rate of, you know, where you can get a very decent rate of interest, but you don't gouge people. Surely there has to be a market for this. And surely credit unions can get involved here, and some already have. Further, according to this report, 90% of payday revenue came from borrowers who were unable to pay the balance and fees by the due date, forcing them to repeatedly roll over the loans. Annual fees can run from, from 300% to 1,000%. And there are about 22,000 U.S. payday outlets, many of them ring military bases. So there they are, supporting the troops by gouging them. Just like this administration, it supports the troops by putting them in harm's way. It almost seems as if the market has become divided between two groups, those who successfully rely on banks for virtually cost-free basic financial services. So if you have good credit and you have a job, you can go and you can borrow some money, and it can be very reasonable to do that. And then those who have to pay high amounts. The fortunate accumulate wealth through cost-free savings vehicles. Others pay setup and maintenance fees for small-dollar savings accounts, which erode principal. And that's true. If you have just a small amount in your savings account, they're going to ding you up one side and down the other with these fees that are going to eat into your small balance. So the FDIC is now working with the Association of Military Banks of America and more than 125 banks near military bases to develop cost-effective small-dollar loans. These should not be allowed to exist. I'm sorry. But people who are among the who need a $300 or $400 loan to bridge one paycheck to another and then are gouged for like 1,000%, I don't know how much more unconscionable it gets than that. James in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, James.
Hi, Enid. This is James. I called you last week just telling you to keep giving it to the right. I moved out here from the East Coast, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I'm wanting to tell you that what's even worse than the payday loans is actually the title loan. The title loan people, they actually screwed over several of my friends.
In what way? And what are title loans? Because I'm not familiar with title loans.
Well, title loans, they're basically, you get cash for your title on your car.
Okay.
And those are like Fort Jackson, South Carolina. There are like there's like a strip of 20 of them right next to each entrance to the base.
Okay.
And I actually got involved in the payday loans, which was checking the cash out there, which was really bad. I really regret that. It was 652% interest rate on it.
And you were working for on behalf of the payday loan operation?
No, I did it for the payday loan, hoping to get money for it. But
oh, so you got a loan, and it wound up being 652% interest on that loan?
Right.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous. And I was working at a dead-end job, fast food.
Well, you know, with the holiday coming and the impulse to buy, which is what the economy wants you to do, it's sort of, you know, which all the pressure and all the ads are about, I think a lot of people who maybe were able to ride that line are going to be pushed into payday loan land, and I hope it doesn't happen. And you're saying the title loans are even worse than the payday loans.
Oh, my God, yeah. One of my friends, in fact, just recently got his car impounded because of one of those title loan places. It was a 2,000% interest rate on it.
And that's the end of his car, right? What's he going to
do? For his car. His own sole means of transportation.
And so now he doesn't have a car, probably.
Nope. He no longer has it.
There you go. James, I thank you for calling. 349-1320. Have you had an experience with payday loans? And as I said, as we are coming into the holiday season, when we're trying to do things that are within our means, are we trying to do things within our means, or is the all? Maybe we're not trying to do things within our means. Maybe this is the time of year when everybody goes crazy and the society sanctions it, and then you pick up the pieces on January 2. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 33, highs coming up tomorrow right around 61. We are at 57 at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Our traffic's up on Cap City Freeway just south of Fulton Avenue. Almond Avenue at Burita. 160 at American River Bridge. Now, I know that the bridge is actually closed. They've been doing some construction over there as well. Two-car crash, I-80 just west of Douglas. Alberta Road at Wallaga. Hood Franklin Road on route to South Bend I-5 and the 160 at Steamboat Slough. That road is closed. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sam's mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
You're spending a fortune. Well, what were we talking about? Well, we're talking about how we can be useful this holiday season, how we can volunteer, how we can make a difference with each other, creative gifts, and because we are pushed to spend more probably than we should in this world of excess, how we can control the excessive spending and not fall into the clutches of payday loans, which will cost you something like as much as 1,000% interest. And we're talking about $300 or $400 loans. Now, one of you called to say, you can't equate this with microcredit, but you know what? I think you can. And those of you who are sophisticated about banking and these kinds of financial products, I really would like to hear from you. And I wish Jackie Spear, who is so good with consumer issues, I wish that she could do something about this. And maybe if she can't, I wonder if maybe our volunteer project is to somehow create public opinion or do something where we can get some legislation here that deals with the usurious rates here that payday loans charge. Probably they have a strong financial lobby, but I hope not for long. JT and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, JT.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was just calling in because I agree with you that payday loans are a horrible cycle once you get involved in that. But the problem is, right now, there is no alternative for some people who have no access to credit. And sometimes that payday loan is a lifeline for that person who needs to get a car repaired or something that keeps them going to work, and it's the only way over. I think what we need to do, rather than talk about making those illegal, is start to encourage employers to do payday loans inside your employment system. I once worked for an employer that gave you a no-interest $500 loan, that they took $50 out of your check every month until the loan was repaid. Now, if we could get some type of tax incentive for people to help out employers, it would keep a lot of people out of that cycle. But if you just were to say tomorrow that, hey, payday loans are illegal, you'd have people dealing with huge overdraft.
No, I don't want to make them illegal. I want to make them available, but I want to make them available maybe by credit unions or places that are set up to do it for a modest amount of credit, for a modest interest rate. What about, I don't know, what about 12? I think I read about some credit union that was making those loans available in the range of 12, 13, 14%, which I remember laws in states like Illinois where it was usurious to charge 17, 18%. And now you see on credit card debt, some people pay, I don't know, what is the high, somebody told me that they pay 30% on a credit card debt. I don't know if that's true, but I think that's horrible. And so to pay 1,000% is even more horrible.
Oh, no, I agree with that. But I also know that credit unions, as much as they've created opportunities for people who have gone through other predatory lending, because I think it all starts with those 19% credit cards. That's where a lot of people get hit. They start getting hit with these huge fees. They get behind on those cards. They stop paying on them. And then they put themselves in a position where they can no longer get credit, period. And I know that credit unions are great institutions, but they not often do they go out on the limb for people whose scores are under 580. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Are you in the financial business?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm in education.
Okay, so you're talking about like the Fair Isaac score of 580? Is that what you're
talking about? Yeah, like your FICO score.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is that I work in an impoverished community, and one of the things that we definitely need also is financial literacy in the schools. I think a lot of times our young kids, like you were talking about the military people, go off into the world and they have no idea how credit works, how credit is kept, how the small decision they make with their credit has a huge impact on them down the road. And oftentimes they're blind when they get into it. If you're a college student and you're in the military, you are immediately bombarded with all kinds of credit opportunities. Like the military kids, 9 times out of 10, they get buried in cars. They go out and buy a used car at huge interest rates. That they're upside down in that car inside of 2 years.
Let me tell you something. It isn't only the kids who are impoverished who need the literacy training. I think middle-class kids and upper-class kids, especially if your parents have been paying the bills and you don't know anything about how credit really works, in line with what you're talking about on credit card bills, there is a story. David Lazarus did a story in the Chronicle about parents who wanted to be sure that their college kid got the right credit card. So they did all this research. And they come up with this credit card. Well, the kid got sick, and the roommate was supposed to make a payment down the line and didn't do it. And if you pay online for this credit card, which is what kids do, they'll charge you $9 to pay online, and then it's part of another company that that is called College Data, and they get your Social Security number, and it's allegedly a kind of a service to help college kids pick the right school, and so they get all this information about you, and that's what they use to decide who to offer credit cards to when you do become a college student. So the whole thing is really it feels like it's got a racket feel to it. So here were parents who were financially sounded fairly sophisticated, and they got snookered in this deal. So I think it's not only, it's everybody. Kids, I think that would be a great part of the curriculum, financial literacy. Kids are interested in it. Everybody's always looking not to get caught in that trap. So I agree. And so, okay, now, JT, we're asking the question, since you're involved with a community that has lots of needs, how could people help a community like yours as we're approaching the holiday season in a way that whether it's a gift, a toy, a something, or something that it has more long-term meaning? What are some of the ways that people, what are some of the opportunities people can have to help?
You know, I think the best thing out there, because I always look at practicality, I know the kids love to have toys and things during the holidays, but I think the Coats for Kids drive is one of the biggest things out there, because I see so many kids who struggle to have winter coats. And it's not as hard here in Sacramento as it is in some places, but still, like a day like this morning where it was 30 degrees and these kids are waiting on the bus stop and they're layered up in 2 or 3 sweatshirts with no coat, I mean, that's one of the biggest things. I mean, to buy a coat and bring it down to Coats for Kids and because a lot of people give their old used coat, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, but it's rough on a kid to walk around with a used coat. But, you know, you can go out and for an average working middle-class person, you spend $30 to $40 on a coat and donate a brand-new coat to a kid who's in need. That's a wonderful thing.
We've got here at the station, we've got some bins from the Salvation Army for a coat drive for some of our radio stations. So that's really a good thing that we can do around here. And what other suggestions, JT, do you have?
Well, always the food baskets, too. That's one thing that a lot of people, when they look at places they can cut back around the holidays to try to provide that holiday situation. A lot of times groceries are a place you can manipulate. And unfortunately, though, a lot of our kids only get square meals at school. You know what I'm saying?
You're seeing that a lot. So are we going to give more to the food bank, or what are we going to do to make that possible?
Oh, yeah. You know, the food bank to organizations that are in the community out there doing it. Sometimes, I mean, like at our school, we do specific baskets for families that we get together as a school, and so sometimes
who pays for it? Are the teachers paying for it out of their pockets?
Well, no, we try to collect items from staff and students, and then basically the teachers come together and try to come up with and talk to some of the kids who are in the most need.
And what school? Can you give us the name of the school, or do you not want to?
Oh no, I don't mind. I'm at Martin Luther King.
You're at Martin Luther King, and give us the address of Martin Luther King School. Is it an elementary school?
No, it's a middle school. It's in Del Paso Heights.
Okay.
31 Fairfield Street.
All right, so that's one place that could use food bank donations and food donations and brand-new coat donations.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's good. JT, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate hearing from you. And these are great suggestions, too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You know, so, you know, here's what the government has done. In one fell swoop, it has eliminated the hungry. We are now food insecure. We're not hungry anymore. We're food insecure. And for those of us who are always looking to lose that 5 pounds and 10, you don't see diet ranches, diet spas where you pay $1 zillion a day so they don't feed you in places like Bangladesh where people are hungry. And in the places in this country, you know, a lot of people are trying not to gain that 5 or 10 pounds over the holidays. And a lot of other people are simply going to be hungry over the holidays. And I think sometimes we don't think about those people, and we ought to think about those people. Think about ways in which you can send some money to those people, and think about the check to the food bank, and think about the volunteering. And if you have some other suggestions, if you're working in a situation like JT is, and some other thoughts, if you're right in the middle of it that we haven't thought about, we want to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa
so,
West.
Enid, you know what I want for Christmas? I want a guy like JT. He's so nice and wow. You know what I'm saying? That is very Christmassy.
Well, you never know what Santa Claus is going to leave down the under that tree.
But I got to tell you, too, another thing that my daughter and I have done is if we've driven past someone at a bus stop or whatever, I mean, have you ever seen the inside of my Jeep? Well, anyway, I got coats all over him. I give away coats all the time. I'll just hand it to him. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's very important. Anyway, Douglas Boulevard on route to westbound I-80. We have a two-car crash. Westbound 50 just east of 26. Eastbound 90 just east of southbound I-5. And the 160 at Steamboat Slough, that road is closed over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Jamba Juice.
No rule number one. No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet. That is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. A Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now.
349-1320. Got a package. Wait, wait, I know. I want what you want. I want T-Bob to get me some headphones set. And I want that silence to make me a fly dress. Happy Christmas. I'm a CEO. Happy Christmas. What a happy new year. Happy new year. Tingling, ring, ting, tingling too. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you here. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
6:56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, and we're talking gifts, and we're talking holiday spirit, and we're talking ways in which we can contribute and payday loans. Oh, we have been talking about lots of things today. We've been talking about politics, and we've been talking about gay marriage, and we've been, oh, it's our usual potpourri of ideas and vibrant conversation, which Gwyneth Paltrow says we don't have anymore in this country. We only at dinner parties, you go to somebody's house for dinner, people are talking about mortgages, what they do for a living. And nobody talks about idea. Is that really true? And then she's in the soup, and now she's got to apologize for it because she's going to do the same damage to her career as Michael Richards, you know, Kramer did to his career. So she didn't want to be Dixie-chicked, and she's not meaning to diss Americans. But you know what? For my money, she was right. What do we talk about? Everybody wants to know. You always want to know what somebody does for a living. And the etiquette books are filled with advice about how not to ask while asking, how to seem not to ask. Or not to ask. I mean, that was always the advice. I don't know.